Blog Talk Radio.
You're tuned to
Disorderly Conduct
with your host,
Vincent the Bay.
Vincent the Bay.
Vince in the Bay.
Vince in the Bay.
Vince in the Bay.
Vince in the Bay.
Hi there, honey. I'm number one-y.
Hi there, fella. I'd like to see you after the show.
In the Bay.
These people are idiots.
Hey, it's Vince in the Bay. Welcome to the Monday night. It's Memorial Day edition of Disorderly Conduct. It's Monday, May 30th. Shouts out to the early chit chatters, Alcoholic, Hugh G. Rection, Melissa Hopkins, Mouse, and Red Medicine. And I appreciate everybody showing up on time. I have a special guest tonight, and hopefully he will be joining me here in a few moments. But before we get to that, I guess I can take a call. It looks like, I don't know, I have a feeling this is maybe Dalton. Dalton, is this you? Or Dalton, are you on the
line? Yes.
Hey, Dalton, what's going on, bro? What's on your mind?
Not much. I'm sorry. It's been a while since I've been on. I've been kind of busy.
Mm-hmm. No problem, dude. No problem. We've been holding it down. Things have been running smoothly here without you. I do miss you. I was wondering about you a couple of days ago. I was a little worried, but it's good to know you're alive and well, Dalton. What's new in Dalton's world right now?
I had a date with my girlfriend over the weekend.
Oh, really?
Well, two dates, rather.
Two dates over the weekend. Wow, and how did that go?
Great. Saturday night, we went to go see the new Pirates of the Caribbean movie.
Okay, and what did you think of that? Was that any good? I haven't seen it. Is it any good?
It's pretty good. Some of the parts are a little overkill, but it was pretty good.
Right on.
But then sometimes they can just really get you, you know? Some parts just look like you're going to be bored to death, and it just snaps.
I hear you, bro. I hear you. So if you're just joining me now, it's Vince in the Bay. I'm with Dalton right now. We're hanging out. We're waiting for my guest to show up. My guest this evening should be Barrett Brown. He's an author and a journalist. He's the author of several books. One entitled Flock of Dodos, Behind Modern Creationism, Intelligent Design, and the Easter Bunny. And his other book just came out last year. It's called Caught, Fat, and Clouded. And his name is Barrett Brown. He's a contributor to quite a number of national publications. And hopefully he'll be here soon. I'm still kind of basking in the glow of this this PBS website hacking that I witnessed early this morning, I guess. The Wall Street Journal and other various mainstream publications are starting to catch up with this story. And Ghost, my good friend Ghost, passed along this article that I'm going to read here a little bit, and then hopefully we'll bring Barrett on in a second. So let's see. Early this morning, the PBS.org website was hacked by an internet hacking group that calls themselves LulzSec. That's LulzSec. Sorry, I can't talk and think at the same time. The name of the group that claimed responsibility for these hacks on the PBS site, the name of the group is LulzSec. That's LulzSec. Yeah. Like the Southeastern Conference. And I couldn't believe it. They had, well, everybody by now probably knows about the story, but basically they hacked in and they posted some fake news stories, one being that Tupac Shakur was alive in New Zealand. And I think that story got pulled pretty quick. But they put up other fake or other pages, like little Easter eggs, I guess you would call them, or I would call them. And one of them was a page that had an image of the Nyan Cat, and it says, "All your base are belong to us," or no, belong to LulzSec. And then they have like the link to their Twitter, and yeah, so I follow. So I followed them on Twitter, and they post. I jerked off to all of their posts on Twitter, and that was really fun. And I guess this was all in response to the PBS NewsHour airing a Frontline documentary about WikiLeaks, and apparently this hacking group LulzSec is pro WikiLeaks, pro Bradley Manning, and that was their way of catching the attention of PBS. And I really got to tip my hat to them. It's, you know, they're making a statement. They're doing it in a very subversive way. And it's a target that I enjoy seeing suffer. So I guess there's a little Schadenfreude or whatever the hell the term is in it for me. Let me take another caller here. 703, you're on the air with Vincent Bay.
You're talking, it's Melissa Hopkins, by the way, and I have laryngitis. I apologize for my voice, but although it sounds kind of masculine, don't you think?
What?
My voice.
Yeah, you sound like a completely
different person. I sound like a burly man.
Well, you usually kind of sound like a tranny to begin with, but you sound extra raspy tonight.
Yeah, I do. Okay, so I have a beef with you because you're waiting for your guest.
Yeah, I'm waiting for my guest, who I have a feeling might be standing me up. I was worried about this. Maybe I shouldn't be hitting the panic button too quick. I can try to track him down. I have his email or whatever, but
like an asshole. I'm sorry. And I wanted to make 3 points in calling in. I wouldn't call in just with 1 point. but I have three.
Of course, of course. Go ahead.
So
what's the hot piece? The floor is yours. Go ahead.
Okay, I'll let go of my complaints. I'm going to start with the third point, which I love, which you have this new photo up that's going on Flash with you kind of doing the rapper pose.
Yeah, what
One,
about
your nails look so manicured and fabulous.
They're not. If you saw them in reality, they're not.
Second point, you need to switch out your photo of you yelling into the microphone, and you need to switch it to that photo that you have up now that's going through Flash. You are so handsome in that photo. I mean, you look so good in that photo. You need to crop it and just do the headshot there and not look like an asshole with the photo that you have now. Because I think you have a very long-term, future in broadcasting. I just do. And I would put up the handsome picture. Yeah, I'm a PR professional, so I've been doing this for 30 years. But I would put up that picture rather than the guys screaming in the microphone if you want to have a long-term broadcasting future. Now, I know you already have a big audience, a loyal audience. I know that. I get it. But I'd like to see you go national. I really would. Now, I'm going to go to my third point, which is initially was my first point. You are talking about the hackers of PBS, and you're having a guy on your show that's a spokesperson for Hacktivist Group Anonymous?
No, he's not. He's not really a spokesman. He's just a guy. He's a journalist that got kind of tangled up in the Anonymous sort of world of all those hackers, and he got kind of wrapped up into it.
So you're talking about PBS, but now it's okay that you have a guest that was kind of in that movement for a while.
Well, first of all, I don't have the guest here, so you can relax, Melissa. He's not here, and I don't. He just sent me an email. He says he's.
Hey,
not
I just gave you two great compliments. So.
All right. Yeah, it's all good, but I just want you to calm down for a second. I just got an email from him. He says he's on the road and he can't make it. So much for that. It's all good. You know, I kind of had a feeling this was going to fall through. I don't know why, because it was kind of weird when I first reached out to him. I sent him an email and he responded like right away, and he was like, yeah, I'm totally down. And he confirmed like a couple of hours ago.
But I've done it. You have a great show. This is a guy that I would not necessarily agree with, but I'm looking at his background and saying that, you know, that would
he's
be
an
a
interesting
really
guy.
Interesting.
He just came up on my radar like, oh, I don't know, maybe a couple of weeks ago when that whole Sony thing happened, where Sony PlayStation got
bought
hacked
out.
Into. Sony, the Sony PlayStation System Network got hacked into. And,
I know what you're talking about.
And the people that did it claimed that they were part of that group, Anonymous. And then there was some like news reports that all the people that were running in the Anonymous circles were all splitting up. And this guy was mentioned. And he's kind of like one of the people that's out there is like, you know, he's obviously not being anonymous.
Where is he based, by the way?
I don't know. It's hard to tell. Like I read an interview with him where it said he was based in New York, but then there's another one that says he was in Dallas. So I don't know. I was hoping to learn a little bit more about him and his story. He sounds like a fascinating character. He's worked for a lot of legitimate, you know, you would consider
Absolutely.
Legitimate
it looks
publications.
Like it. I was ready to combat him on some.
Yeah. Oh, totally. I wasn't going to combat him at all. I was just going to pick his brain. I mean, I'm just curious about what he's up to.
I guess probably you should say that in the same way.
I mean, outside of this whole anonymous hacker crap, he's a journalist. You know, he was a journalist before all this anonymous crap.
Yeah, but he obviously has a very... Did he write the bio or did you?
The bio is from... The bio is actually from his bio on the Huffington Post website.
Okay, so what I know is a conservative and handling mainstream media for a very long time. This is obviously a very leftist guy. He's a very leftist guy.
You think so? I don't know if I jump to that conclusion. I think that's another thing is I personally don't consider myself a conservative or liberal or any of that crap. If anything, I would say I'm a small L libertarian. And I think that the libertarian ideals are very adaptable to the new age of the online universe and protecting, you know, individuals' rights on the internet and all that. And I think this new age of hackerdom is compatible with my ideals. I don't think it necessarily has to be. Obviously, these people, the whole Bradley Manning cause has sort of magnetized toward the liberal end of the spectrum. I guess.
Well, let me ask you this, because I met with a very high-end journalist last night at a dinner party. It was a very intimate conversation. We were talking about stuff. Let me ask you this. And how old are you, if I may ask?
I'm 38.
38. Okay. So where did you grow up? In the Bay Area or?
Yeah, I grew up in the Bay Area.
Okay. So when you were growing up, nothing was about the internet or anything. It was about who you knew in your neighborhood, who you could call on the telephone, right? I mean, you couldn't text message any of your friends or anything when you were in first grade, second grade, third grade. Are you with me on that?
No, you totally lost me.
What's your point? Yeah, what I'm trying to say is that the brains are wired differently now. We have all this access to the internet, and we learned, like you and I did. I'm only 6 years difference than you. I'm 6 years older. I'm 44. So we kind of grew up in the same time. But we went through a transformation of having all this stuff available to us, and we caught on quickly. You and I did. You know, this is cool, let's do that. Let's get on the networks. Let's be LinkedIn. Let's be on Facebook. Let's be on MySpace, you know, all that stuff. But it was very new, and we did it as a new thing. I have three children, and they grew up with us. They don't even think any way else. But their handwriting is so bad because they have to do it so infrequently. Everything is about the computer. Everything is online. Even all their school stuff is online. I guess my biggest point is, when do we start thinking less about how information is transmitted and whether it's a hacker or a blogger or a BTR host, but what our true values are. What are our true values? Are we an atheist, like this guest says that he is, or do we have, whether you're libertarian, Christian, Jewish, I don't care.
Oh, geez, I can't help it. Sorry. It's Vince in the Bay. I'm sorry. I know it says on the marquee that I was going to have Barrett Brown on my show, and he canceled last minute on me. So that is not happening. It's now, we are now open lines. So if you want to join me, 347-826-7667 is the number. I have Kishu with me here now. Thank God. Hey, Kishu.
Oh, thanks. I just want to let you know you do have another caller in queue with an area code 501 number, and he just wants to listen to the show. He may chime in eventually.
I don't see a 501, but
anyways,
but
I can't
that's fine.
Believe. Well, he'll be calling it eventually. Anyways, I cannot believe that. That Barrett canceled. That's a bummer. I was really excited for that.
For some reason, I can believe it because I was.
Well, I mean, I believe it. I'm just bummed.
Yeah. Yeah, me too. It's too bad. Yeah, he sent me an email this afternoon confirming. He sent me an email this afternoon confirming, and of course I went on Twitter and just like tweeted it like a motherfucker. And now, like right before I get on, I see an or right as I'm on, I'm checking my email, and sure enough, he sends me an email saying that he's traveling and he's not available.
Thank you. Oh, that's really a bummer. I mean, I was really looking forward to being on the show. But maybe he can be a guest on the show another night, you know?
Nah, it's all right. It's all right.
But
no, I tried
I'm
once.
Having a bad night. I really am. Like, I don't want to talk about it, but I'm having a bad night. Hence why I'm at Walgreens.
Yeah, it's all good. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. We're gonna. You know what? I got off to a bad start. I got stood up by my
guest. You know,
guest.
I think he's probably going through. You know, with all this craziness going on right now, all these attacks against Anonymous. Etc. He's probably, you know, going to lay low in the cut, and maybe he'll come do the show another night. You know, let's just hope for that, because
I'm not going to hold my breath. And you know what? Actually, after doing a little research on him, I'm really not surprised at all. reading into his background, I'm just going to leave it at that. I do want to still give a shout out though for one last time, and then I'm going to leave this. I'm gonna bury this, but
I'm being stalked. I think right now.
Really?
Yeah. Dude, he followed me at Walgreens,
uh-huh.
And then he got out, and like I got out of my car, and I went in, and like he followed me in, and then I was like in the fucking girly aisles, and then he was like over there, and I was like, what the fuck is this dude looking at? Why is he over here? You know? And then he like followed me around the store a little bit, and then I got out and got in my car, and now he just walked out and got in his car, and he's just sitting there. So it's kind of creepy.
It's all good, baby. It's all good in the hood. Hey, let's do a little quick little shout-out to the chat room here. The chit-chatters, alcoholic, almighty. Okay, you know what, Kishu? You're being entirely
loud there.
You're being entirely too large and loud there. Shouts to alcoholic, almighty sports show, Chalk Mommy. Oh, Chalk Mommy in the building. Oh, she's my little chocolate lover. Dick Burns, a couple guest listeners, Hugh G. Rection, Melissa Hopkins, Mouse in the House, Red Medicine, Stabby McHugs, and Wild Goose. And I see Wild Goose on the line there. I'm gonna come to you in a second, Wild Goose. Hang tight, and I'm gonna take a little break here and give one last shout out to. The Lulz Sec crew for their hack job of PBS. I thought that was pretty funny. I thought it was pretty Lulzy, and that Lulz boat is set to sea, and it's we hope to see it again soon. But for now, I want to give a shout out to the Lulz Sec, and this one's for you, fellas. Lulz, exciting and new, come aboard, we're expecting you, and Lulz, life's sweetest reward, let it flow. It flows back to you. Lulz boat.
It's so shocking and new. It's the Lulz boat.
Promise is laughing for everyone. Nya 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 nya. And Lulz,
on a friendly shore, it's Lowe's. Welcome aboard, it's Lowe's.
Análisis de forma de vida completado. La especie es destructiva, invasora, nociva, peligrosa para la integridad del todo. El hombre.
Disorderly Conduct with your host, Vince in the Bay. Give us a call, bitches. 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
Yeah, one angry Jew in the building. Yeah, unfortunately, my guest, if you're just tuning in, my guest stood me up. Yeah, Barrett Brown did not. At the last minute, he sent me an email and said he's not going to make it. So fuck it. We're going to have open lines. We're going to party. We got tons of people in the chat room. Mouse is in the house. Mouse in lay building. I love you, Mouse. I know you got a thing with Goofy going on, but I want to give you a big shout out for hanging out with me and being my co-host on Friday night, Free Ball Friday. If you missed Free Ball Friday, check it out in the archive. Free Ball Friday from just 2 days ago, 3 days ago. It was Mouse in the house, and we got to do that again, honey. That was so much fun. I love you, darling. And, yeah, so shouts out Alcoholic, Almighty Sports Show, Chuck Mommy, Dick Burns, Hugh G. Rection, Melissa Hopkins, once again, House, One Angry Jew, Red Medicine, Stabby McHugs, and Wild Goose. We had Stabby McHugs with us, what was it, last night? He made a little cameo. That was cool. And I encourage everybody to share your Twitter with me. Follow me on Twitter. I'll follow you back. And that way, I always do shout-outs at the end of the show. Once I finish the program, I'll go on Twitter and tweet everybody's name. And if you want to get on that roll call, get a Twitter, get me your Twitter, blah-bitty-bloop, and I'll put it on there. So I'm going to bring on Wild Goose now. What's up with you, Wild Goose?
Oh, man, I'm doing awesome. You know, Debbie didn't come on the air. I think she's beginning to realize what a fraud Steve Ogles is, like, Dick Burns made this amazing video, and I posted it in the chat, but, no, we totally pwned him on her show the other night. Verbally tore the shreds for 3 straight hours. I called him out at the beginning of the show, and then Dick Burns came on later, and he read the actual consumer report about him, but he's a fraudster. I wish he'd come on the air if he's listening. I love the term of party. But, yeah, he called us punks and everything, and, yeah, it was great. But, yeah, he ripped a lot of people off, but the video is hilarious because he gets mad, and I love trolling, so.
I enjoyed that. I think I heard that when you actually did it, or I heard it in the archives on Debbie's show, and it's goddamn 14 minutes, so I'm not going to play it right now. But shouts out to you guys and the work. Great work. As always, shout out to Dick Burns and all the great work you're doing down there, Dick Burns. And Kishu, you're being muted again because apparently you're feeding the homeless or something or whatever. She's in a soup kitchen right now. And so I'm here with Wild Goose, and Dalton's still with us. Dalton, you're being quiet over there. Are you playing with yourself? What the hell's going on, dude?
I didn't know if my mic was up or not.
I'm just worried, bro. You sound quiet. That's fine. It's okay. Just do your thing, dude.
I'm used to being on shows where they'll just, after they unmute you, they'll just, you're done talking or something, they'll just mute without warning, and then you sit there talking, and then it's like they don't even hear you because you're muted.
Okay, great to hear. Great checking in with you again, Dalton. The Jew is now with us. Hey, One Angry Jew, what'd it do?
Where have I been?
Where have you been? I
exactly.
don't know. All right. Juice here, Kishu's here, and Wild Goose is here.
Why is Melissa so buttered?
I didn't even know that I was unmuted, Dick. I wouldn't have been making so much noise. So you know what? This is for you, okay? Listen very carefully. Hold on. God damn it. Hold on. Oh, I hate you so much, Ben. Just never mind. Just fucking never mind. Anyway,
hey,
do we have our 501 listener yet?
Hang on. I'm meeting everybody except for Wild Goose. Wild Goose, I can hear your nostril hairs vibrating through your microphone. So something's going on over there. Some sort of action's going on with you, bro. I don't know what it is, but you need to, like, ease off the mic or something. I don't know. You know what I'm talking about?
Nope. I moved the mic away, turned my thing down. I think you're getting
feedback. You sound much better now. Whatever you did was perfect.
Yeah,
I
turned the volume down on my
That
speaker.
Might have been it. Yeah, that's probably it. Thank you, dude. Okay, the Jew is here. He was trying to get his bearings straight. Hopefully he figured it out. Jew, what'd it do? Oh, let me unmute him.
Your rum is broken.
Who?
Right.
What?
You know when the worst time to find out your CD is broken?
No, what?
When you have to reinstall OS X. Everybody should know that question. Who's this Red Medicine? Get him on the line. Make him call.
Red Medicine, call in Red Medicine. I would love Red Medicine to call in.
He said that you're his favorite paranoid nigger. So he's obviously a fan.
Is that a good thing?
Yeah.
Being a nigger or being paranoid?
No, you're a paranoid nigger. It's like a completely different thing.
Explain it to me so even I understand it.
All right, well, you could be paranoid or you could be a nigger. Or you could be a paranoid nigger. But it's like it's not just a combination of the two. It's like, you know, all the different fucking Power Rangers coming together. Like, Megazord is better than all of them. Like, all
right, you lost me on the Power Ranger thing. But
you don't know about Rangers? What, have you been, like, living under a trash can or something?
Apparently. No, I've been living in another country. But what am I paranoid about?
Well, Power Rangers come from everywhere. Like, they're the most diverse group of superheroes ever. They got a black guy, an Asian bitch. They got this little pink...
Oh, I'm sorry. Wait a minute. Why is the Asian a bitch? I must have missed something.
I don't know. She's fucking Asian, so... It's like being a paranoid nigger. She's an Asian bitch. She's both Asian and a bitch.
Right. And you are who?
I'm not a Power Ranger, man.
Who are you?
Can't afford that kind of gear.
Right. Who are you?
I'm a Wild Goose. Or just
Wild
Goose.
What do you do?
What do I do? I come on BTR and I like trolling pedophiles and I go on the air and...
Are you BWC? Are you one of these BWC guys?
Hell no. I do like Dick Burns and the work he does, and I love
him. Were you molested as a child?
Oh.
So what's
a lot of people make that claim about him, but like we just like picking on these guys because they're so...
Well, wait a minute. Who's we? You just said you weren't part of them, and you just said we.
I'm not a part
we?
Of WC. I don't really know much about them.
So then what are you? You just said we.
I'm Wild Goose.
Right? But you just said we as if you were part of something. What are you part of?
I don't know. You tell me.
Oh, I asked you. You're the one that said it. I don't have a little string in the back here that makes you speak. So tell me, what is it that you're part of?
I'm a part of a shadowy shadowy organization that's set to fuck with you.
Really? And how have you been doing so far?
Not very well, but we're still biding our time.
You could keep trying. You really think I can be trolled?
The One Angry Jew Crew. That's coming next. The OAJC.
Really? You honestly think I can be
OAJC for life. OAJC for life.
Melissa's so butthurt, man.
Oh, my God.
She's
what's wrong with
that? I am in the host keys, too.
Bartender, cut her off. All right. I forgot.
All right. What did Melissa do? What did she do?
What did Melissa do? She came in here and she went crazy on Barrett Brown, who didn't even show up. Like, she was like freaking out, like flipping out on this guy. And I was like, chill out.
Does
he's not
she even know who he is?
Show up. No, she just read the little thing right here and like flipped out by after seeing that he writes for the Huffington Post. I think she just like she's a reactionary. She's like, oh my God, it's a liberal. Ah.
Does everybody write for the Huffington Post? Are they all liberal?
Ask in Melissa Hopkins' world, I think so.
Well, I don't know. It may not be true. Maybe a few people that write for them that aren't.
Get her on the line. Get her on the party line.
I wanted to get on, get the scoop from him. I wanted to know if he was getting any of this AOL money coming his way.
But oh, yeah.
Whatever.
You heard?
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. I got more callers. I got somebody on the 703. I forgot. Did I already bring you on? 703, you're on the air.
Why in the fuck did you cut me off?
Because
your butthurt is detected.
Because I had other callers, and you had exceeded your time limit. Let's go to area code 407. You're on the air with Vince and Wild Goose and the Jew. What's up?
It's about damn time.
Melissa,
oh my God.
You mad.
That's not Melissa, dude. That's
I know. That's
yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. Melissa, by the way, you've been had. No, this is Mouse. Mouse in the house. How you doing, baby?
I'm fine. Now that you've acknowledged me.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I'll do more than acknowledge you, honey. The night is young.
How are you, Vince?
I'm doing great. I'm glad to see you finally ditch that stupid, dirty Mexican.
I'm going to tell him about us tonight.
Really? I think he already knows. Oh, are you cheating on me? Are you going over to his show right now?
I mean, I'm committed to him. You're just my late night treat.
So you and I are just it's just a physical thing, you and I.
I mean, it's more than physical, but we on the DL for right now.
Right. Okay, I got it. Yeah, no worries.
You know,
it's all good. It's all good. I'll just I got Kishu's here tonight. I'll just hang with her. It's all good. I'll catch up with you later.
Oh yeah, baby buns. I'm always here.
Yeah,
Vince wouldn't be Vince in the Bay without Kishu. I hate to break to you, Vince.
Anywho, so what's going on? So, Mouse, you made it seem like you can't stay long because Goofy apparently has a show of his own going on. What's going on over there? Why is he having a show so late? Why didn't he have a show earlier? Why does he have to do it like right during mine?
Then you act like he comes to me about this stuff before he starts doing whatever he does. I don't know what Goofy does. I'm just a follower. Sad to say.
Is he trying to battle with me? Is that what he's trying to do?
I have no idea. I mean, I think today was his birthday. I don't know.
It's been his birthday for like the last 3 days. Every time I call into his show, it's his birthday.
I know. I'm not sure when it's his birthday. Usually Facebook tell me when people's birthdays are whenever, but I don't see nothing on his. But people been saying happy birthday all day. So, I don't know.
All right. Well, it is what it is.
Can we plug into your show if his show is on?
Oh yeah, if you want to come over here and hang out, for sure. My guest didn't show up tonight. I got.
Yeah, other than Kishu, I mean, you got a whole bunch of monotone voices on the line.
I know.
Did Melissa say nigger on the air?
What's that?
Did Melissa
say
nigger on the air?
You can say nigger
no,
all you want.
No,
did Melissa?
She said nigger on the air. She might be.
She did. That's a great. That's
she's probably completely wasted.
That's a good point, Wild Goose. I can take that sound bite and use it later.
All right, Vince. Well, I'll call back in.
All right, sounds good, honey. Thanks for coming through, and we'll talk to you again soon.
All right,
baby. That's the lovely Mouse. She's what do you call it, the co-host over there with Goofy Bone. Apparently Goofy Bone has got some sort of programming going on, and I'm not really going to support that because he's apparently butthurt at me and has decided he's going to wage some sort of battle and try to out-broadcast me here on Blog Talk Radio. Whatever, dude. Shouts out to the chat room, Alcoholic, Almighty Sports Show, Billy Walsh, Comedian Master, Dick Burns, Hugh G-Rection, Kishu, Melissa Hopkins, Mouse, Red Medicine, Stabby McCugs, and Wild Goose. And Wild Goose is on the air with me, as well as the Jew, and Kishu, and Dalton. Dalton's still here. Let's check back in with Dalton. Dalton, are you still waxing your carrot over there in the corner?
No, I wasn't. I'm just lying down listening to your show.
Don't
Dalton's such a sweetheart, Vince. You shouldn't be so cruel to him. You know?
I love Dalton.
When I come to San Francisco, I'm going to kick you in the balls just for Dalton.
You probably like it.
That'll be the most action I've gotten all year.
Yeah, he'll take any touching of his balls. There you go. Kicking. Wooden plank.
I don't know. That picture that Dick Burns sent me last
Footballs.
Night was pretty frightening.
What picture would that be?
He sent me a picture of Vince's penis.
What monotone... Well, first of all, I would like to know why Dick Burns has a picture of Vince's penis. That would be my first question. See, I don't think I could get over that particular question before moving on to anything else. Can we get an answer to that? Do you have any judges out there? Is Dick Burns in the house? Dick Burns.
It's Dick Burns. He has a way of getting stuff.
All right. Well, I would like to know.
He has his sources.
Can Dick Burns get a vagina?
Hold on.
Burns!
Dick, he's in
All
the house.
In!
Can Dick Burns get a vagina, or is he just full of penis?
Yeah, you're being summoned.
Dude.
Dick is literally in the house.
The Jew.
Yeah, well.
And Vince.
I need an explanation for this Dick picture.
Why do you throw me into it, Kishu? Why do you have to throw me into it? She wants me to have a beef with Dick so bad.
Well, apparently you've sent him a picture of the beef already. I'm trying to figure out why.
Yeah, he already has the beef. He knows what the beef looks like.
Well, apparently so, but I'd like to know why. See, it's the why that I'm interested
beef
in, not the how.
But fucking, you know.
Butt fucking.
His dog just licked me in the armpit. That was foul.
Right, that's good. Shut up a second.
I'm listening to Dalton.
Dalton, go ahead.
Have you seen the new Pirates movie yet, Kishu?
No, but I want to. I think that I'll do that when I'm in San Francisco with Vince. I think that would be a fun thing for me and Vince to do. I was thinking of that the other day when I saw the commercial.
I want to go see that. Saturday with my girlfriend. It was a pretty good movie.
I bet it's amazing. I'm excited to see it. I've loved all the Pirates movies. Have been really, really amazing. So I think it'll be a good time.
And then Sunday we went to for dinner. We went to a place called The Hangout. That's a really nice place over here. If y'all are ever down this way, you need to check it out. It's in the Gulf Shores, Orange Beach area. It's really fun. Like every 30 minutes to an hour, they play the song. They do the cha-cha slide and the Cupid shuffle, and they play that. And they have concerts from 7 at night till 3 in the morning.
That sounds like a really nice place. It seems like you and your girlfriend have really amazing weekends, Dalton. I'm very jealous because, you know, I wish that a boyfriend to go out with and, you know, do some things on the weekends, go to movies and all that good stuff. So I'm very jealous of you, to be honest.
Not the permanent, but I got a tattoo that has her name on it with hearts. And she has one that has her name on it with glitter.
How sweet.
And she honestly, she honestly talked me into getting a tattoo.
Nice. Maybe you guys will get some real ones, huh?
It's not a permanent one, but it's one that'll last for about a couple of days.
Like, what are those called? Vince, help me here. What are those tattoos called?
No, I'm not helping you.
You know what, Vince? You're going to get a huge kick in the balls as soon as I get off that plane. anyways, I know what you're talking about, the semi-permanent tattoos. They're pretty cool. But, maybe you guys will eventually, like, you know, you can get those tattoo, like, wedding rings now. You know what I'm talking about? That's pretty cool.
I don't really think so.
Just your girlfriend? Not talking marriage yet?
Right.
Well, I think that time will, come eventually.
How's your night going, Kishu?
My night is going very well, actually. Well, it wasn't going well at first, but now it's going well because I went to Walgreens, I got what I needed, I'm good to go. But,
Do you want to hear something really freaky that happened to me today?
Let's hear it, baby.
We were at a, I was with my dad and we were at a gas station, right?
Mm-hmm.
He had walked out of the thing to go into the gas station. He walked out of the truck to go into the gas station. Well, I forgot to lock the door. And a man almost gets in the car thinking it was his car, but he realized that he was at the wrong car, opens the door, is about to get in, but realizes, shuts the door, and walks over to his vehicle.
Yikes. Were you, like, in the car still, right?
I was in the car, engine running.
Oh, did he say anything to you?
No, he just opened the door and slammed it.
Oh, how funny. How funny.
I was sitting there talking to my girlfriend, too. I'm like, oh, my God, Emily. You know, because I was freaked out. And I'm still, even though it happened earlier today, I'm still kind of freaked out about it.
Okay, sweet.
Yeah,
great checking in with you, Dalton. We got more callers here. I think Dick Burns is on the line now. What's up, Dick?
Hey, what's going on, man? How's your night?
Oh, it's doing much better now. I got stood up by this guy Barrett Brown. He at the last minute said, like, well, after I was already on the air, I checked my email. He said, "Oh, dude, I'm traveling, so I'm not available today." And I'm like, "Oh,
damn,
you're kind of kidding
me." I don't know who that guy is, but I could probably get anonymous to hack that guy, bro.
I really don't care at this point. I'm over it. I'm really over it. I don't care. Like, I thought it was promising because I sent him an email yesterday, and he, like, got right back to me. And I was like, oh, sweet. This guy will be on, and he'll talk about crap, and it'll be fun. And he just totally bailed at the last second, so that's it. I'm over it. Fuck it. Who cares? In fact, if you refresh the page right now, everybody, if everybody refreshes the page all at once, you won't even see that asshole's face anymore. So do that, everybody. Do yourself a favor. Refresh the page, and it's a whole new show. It's now open lines, disorderly conduct, so fuck that asshole. We're doing this. It's Kishu, me, Dick Burns, Wild Goose. The Jew scurried off like a little scared baby once Dick Burns showed up, so whatever. And Dalton's here, too.
Hi, Dalton. You like macaroni?
Yeah, I like macaroni and cheese, if that's what you mean.
Hell yeah. That's what's up, baby.
I like the Velveeta kind. That's the best kind.
Have y'all ever been to, speaking of food, have y'all ever been to the Cracker Barrel?
Cracker Barrel is when, definitely. Some fucking biscuits and gravy. Hell yeah.
I think it's funny that a place like Cracker Barrel, like the entire staff is made up of niggers, but it's called Cracker Barrel.
This is so true. I got kicked out of a Cracker Barrel.
What up, Philly Negro?
Arkadelphia. I was like 14. I got kicked out of a Cracker Barrel because I brought in a turtle with me.
Wait, you're not allowed to have turtles?
Okay, here's the, like, I found it in this lake, like, we were, like, visiting Arkansas, had some family there, and I was, like, a kid, you know, and I was like,
there's
a turtle in a lake.
One.
I live in
mistake
Arizona, there's
one.
Fucking water with turtles, you know? So, like, I was freaking out, and I kidnapped the turtle from the pond, and it was just a little, I mean, it was, like, the size of a fucking quarter, you know, and I had it with me, and I brought it in, and I was like, there's my turtle, you know? I was a fucking kid, dude, and they kicked me out. They were, you can't have this turtle in here. Okay.
Was it in the box?
Why? No, it was in my hand. No, it was in my vagina. And then I put it in my ass, and then I shot it out, and then I ate it.
And I have it on video, and it's available for $29.95.
So hot. I have the weirdest boner. The weirdest boner right now.
Oh, I don't think that you can go without listening to a Vince in the Bay show with Kishu and not get a boner. So
I don't get down like that.
It's not weird.
Jake, did you hear about my about what happened to me this morning?
I don't get down like that.
I'm gonna kick your ass.
All right, stop playing tag over there, you kids. You kids, settle down, or else we're going to turn this show around right now, okay?
How are you going to turn it around?
We're going to turn it around right now. That's it. That's it. We're going back. We're going back.
Fucking U-turn. Pull that U-turn right now.
Get it. Let's go fuck with Bear Brown, right? Let's go. Let's take more calls.
He's a hottie. I'm bummed he didn't call.
Dude, I think he might. Or I'm not even going to tell you what I think about him.
Yeah, I know. You guys are saying he's gay. That's lame.
No, I'm not saying that. Who's saying
Dick's
that?
Dick's still on the line?
Dick's totally on the line.
Dude, worry, that video fucking ruled, man. We owned.
All those videos.
That was amazing. It was an Oscar Award winning documentary.
Fuck
he fucked this shit up. Debbie didn't even. She hasn't even done a show tonight. Like, I think she's beginning to realize what a fucking fraud he is. And then she got duped by him. But,
yeah.
I don't know. I wish he'd come on again.
That's horrible. I couldn't imagine being in that woman's position that he fucked over. I mean, and all those women that he fucked over. I mean, seriously, like, you know, your wedding, I mean, at least to me, like, I have been very close to marriage a few different times, but I've never gotten married because, I mean, it's a very serious thing to me, and I feel like if I'm going to marry somebody, I'm going to be with that person for the rest of my life, no matter what, you know? Like, so that's why I'm not married. But eventually.
We need to start exposing pedophiles.
Right? I think...
Is he a sex offender?
She almost married me, but then I told her she got trolled.
I would never marry you. Anyways, so I couldn't even imagine, like, my wedding day and the fucking photographer not showing up, or him showing up and then me not getting my wedding book. I would seriously hunt him down and chop off his balls and shove them in his mouth.
Damn straight.
So, I feel horrible for that woman. And Steve Ogle is a fraud, and he is a faggot, and he should
whiny
probably just
bitch.
Kill himself, because he's lost his family, he's lost his fucking wife, his kids, he's lost his fucking everything, you know, his fucking company, he just drinks all the time, he should probably just kill himself.
Yeah, I mean, he should probably eat a bathtub full of beans or something, I don't know, do something cool and entertaining for us, and do it on air.
Yeah, that would be fun.
Well, or, like,
dude,
light himself on fire on air.
Like,
that'd be great radio.
You could totally tell the biggest funny part was, like, Debbie was there, like, she was, like, totally pretending and just playing dumb, like, I didn't know he was going to do that. I didn't know. Like, but she was just like, Steve, I swear to God. She knew. Yeah.
No, it was funny. Because later on, she was like, wait, Steve, we've never talked about this before. Is this legit? Because she started looking at the actual review. And then she figured out that, like, we weren't just trolling. Like, that was the real deal. And what's funny is that went on over 3 hours. Like, I brought it up at the beginning of the show, but she was like, nah, I don't believe that. But I was like, but it was great because, like, when you came on, it sort of, like, backed up, like, every single thing I said. Like, it validated it because they completely just dismissed it at the beginning of the show. So it was like a three-hour rage train. It was amazing. So great work, my friend.
I was going to put your part in it, too, but, like, to make YouTube, I had to get it under 15 minutes, and then it was, like, it's 14 now.
I don't care. That was the funniest part. Like, to me, like, I kept playing that part over and over, like, where he calls us punks and stuff. He's like, you're a fucking punk. Like, that was amazing.
Yeah, one of my favorite parts was when you're like, Steve, quit talking over Paul. You need to shut the fuck up.
You're being rude.
I love that part. That was so weird. That call is just fucking 14 minutes of whim, in my opinion. But
yeah.
Like,
well, the thing, too, is he sounded like he was completely wasted as well, so he probably doesn't even remember it by now.
Have you seen some of the new meme pictures that we've made? Like, I haven't been there for a few hours, but, like, I put a few of my own up. Yeah, there's a bunch of them now.
And I don't know if you went to my site, but it's up under three different names on three different video sites. So we got Daily Motion, YouTube, and we also have Mega Video. So he's there, and the file names are, let's see here, Dick Burns calls out Steve Ogles for bad business practices on live radio.
What you need
That's
to do,
one. You know,
in the tags for the videos, like if you put them on YouTube especially, in the tags, make sure you put his name over and over again and put his website, like Model Mayhem, or whatever his company name is, put that in the tags. That way, anytime someone looks up his company, they see that video.
Oh, if you see the tags, you'll know I got that shit on lockdown.
Awesome.
I'll read the tags in a second. But, yeah, the Daily Motion one is called, let's see here, Steve Ogle getting put on the spot for spamming customers. Or scamming, sorry. I was thinking about Bill Wagner. Steve Ogle put on the spot for scamming customers on live radio. That's the second one. And then the third one, let's see what that one's called. I don't even remember. Let's see here. And the third one, oh, that's a fucking pop-up. Oh, they removed that video on Mega fucking Video.
Oh, yeah, I saw that one. Yeah, I went to your website. That's how I saw the Ogles video, the 15-minute one.
Oh, Steven Ogles, you are getting me mad now.
Do you have rocks on your roof?
Who, Mom?
You just fell off your roof.
Nah, that's I have a slave and he's up on the roof sleeps there and
I'm
he's chucking him at you
because
he thinks you're
roof,
fucking
hit me.
I really don't know what to tell you on that. I mean, maybe there's a fucking magical midget up there.
Maybe there's a magical midget right behind you. Just kidding.
Go bleed in the other room.
You know what? You can fuck off. I'll go bleed in your fucking pillows. How about that?
All right, simmer down now. Relax, kids. Come on. We got a whole show to go here. I don't want to have to start putting people on timeout. It's Vince in the Bay. You just heard the vocal stylings of Wild Goose, Dick Burns, and Kishu. The going into the extensive work that Dick and Goose did in basically owning the Steve Ogles character. And if you want to get in on the action, we don't have to. Just dwell on Steve Ogles. We can talk about anything. It's open lines. We got another hour to go. Still wrapping up hour number one. If you want to join us, 347-826-7667. The One Angry Jew has scurried off into the night. Apparently, it was too hot in the kitchen. That was funny. He called out Dick Burns. Dick Burns shows up and he pusses off. That was so gnarly and so funny. And speaking of Dick Burns, I want to give a shout out to him. I played this song last night. I'm going to play it again tonight. This is not Ogle related, but it is Dick Burns related. This is his latest track that he's working on. He's doing a lot of. He's got all kinds of stuff going on. You want to talk about having something on the front burner and the back burner? This guy's got like 40 burners, all on full flame going at once. And he unleashed this track just the other day. This is Gay Homo Clown Rap by Dick Burns. This is the demo version right here. I premiered it on my show last night. Here it is again. Dick Burns doing his Gay Homo Clown Rap.
Your rap be late in the promo clown. Go suck an AIDS-infected dick. Fuck with us and we're coming for you. And we don't even care if what you say is true. We'll wreck your life and bring your family in it too. You should have looked at with whom you screw. Open wide, here's a surprise. It's a clown penis, sex is going in your thighs. Wicked clown love is up the ass. And then you beg your homie, please don't come too fast. Step right up, but don't be a bitch, cause I'll drop you in a minute, throw your body in the ditch. You'll be laying still, that'll laugh when you twitch. I'll treat it like it's prison, so I'll zip your stitch. Look inside the bathroom and look in the mirror. It's almost impossible for you to get much clearer. Not fitting in must be what you fear, but you're gargling semen as if it were beer. I have an idea of what we can do. Think a jump of a holocaust, it's true. Concentrate, you're going to camp. That's your ticket, dog, not a food stamp. You're getting gassed in the showers, or possibly burned. Be proud of yourself, this is something you've earned. That's the verdict, so this court can be officially adjourned.
Conduct with your host, Vince in the Bay.
Let's stop hating in the Bay. Here's my CD, by the way. In your deck, press play. Hear what I gotta say. Stop hating in the Bay. Here's my CD, by the way. In your deck, press play. Hear what I gotta say. Stop hating in the Bay.
Call in now, biatches. 347-826-7667. And now your host, Vince in the Bay.
Hear what I gotta say. Stop hating in the Bay. Here's my CD, by the way. In your deck, press play. Hear what I gotta say. Stop hating in the Bay. Here's my CD, by the way. In your deck, press play. Hear what I gotta say. Stop hating in the Bay. Here's my CD, by the way. In your deck, press play.
What it is what you know. It's Vince in the Bay. Hey, Debbie Daly in the building. Hey, Deb Daly. Shouts out to you. For joining us in the chit chat room. We got a little party going down in the building here. It's Alcoholic, Almighty Sports Show, Billy Walsh, Deb Daly, Dick Burns, Donnie C, John Brand, Kishu, Melissa Hopkins, Mouse, Red Medicine, Stabby McHugs, The Renigger, and Three Abu. And is that it? A couple of guest listeners. And Wild Goose is way down there at the bottom. There he is. Right on. I appreciate the love. And we're going to continue making love here on the air. I still have Dalton with me. Dalton, how are we doing, bro?
I'm here. I just want to say, since Debbie's in the chat, if she has her show tomorrow, I will be on it.
Oh, wow. That's right, Debbie. I don't know if you were listening earlier, if you heard through the grapevine of the internet, but Dalton is back on the scene. He took a little time off, and he came on and gave me the exclusive earlier, letting me know that he's back on the scene now. So he's here. He's here. And I also have Wild Goose. Wild Goose is hanging loose. Him and
why am I in trouble with Debbie Daly?
I don't know.
She says, derp, Debbie got owned by Oggs. I never said, derp, she got owned by Oggs. I said, she... What the hell is she talking about?
I have no clue, bro.
I don't know.
Don't
she
worry,
mad.
She's mad.
She's mad.
She's mad at me too. We were supposed to do a trade. I was supposed to send her a pic of my cock. She sent tits first, and I never delivered. So she's in a bad mood because of me. Sorry about that.
Hey, no biggie, man. But she mad. She definitely mad. Oh, my God. No, look what she said. She said, I was playing nice. Debbie, come on. Come on. Yeah, I mean, all right. You did open the platform for us to come in and own him. So I'll give you that.
You know what's so funny?
That was the venue. That was the
venue,
the Deb Daly show. Deb Daly presents.
She deserves due credit.
Ogle Ownage, brought to you by Deb Daly.
Ultimate Ogle Ownage. You know what was so funny is, like, after I said something, like, I could hear Keishu in the other room. She's like, yeah, Deb Daly, back in your back, yeah. And I was like, Keishu, you're fucking muted. She's like, God damn it.
I think Debbie's trolling.
She is muted, actually.
You're a dick.
You're unmuted now.
Yeah, fuck you, Vince. I was talking for like 10 minutes.
The Lulz Boat. It's so shocking and new. It's the Lulz Boat.
Is that who I think it is?
Hell yeah, it is.
Is that Ghost doing the movie? No, I mean the sound clip. Who's doing that
Ghost
voice? Oh,
that's
awesome.
That's Ghost. No, that's Ghost.
That's classic. That's great.
That was from earlier today. Oh, did you hear my did you hear my song? Did you hear my song?
Yeah, I did.
Okay.
Who else was on that track?
That was me featuring Ghost. It's Lulz Boat featuring Ghost. It's Vince in the Bay, Lulz Boat. It's soon to be a YouTube video. I'm going to do videos for all these little remixes or whatever you want to call them. And this one's going to be pretty badass, so watch out for the video on my YouTube. It's youtube.com/VinceInTheBay. Send me your hate mail, too. It's vinceinthebay@gmail.com. And, let's take a call now. I got another caller here. Abort Now, you're on. What's up?
Hey, how's it going?
Good. What's on your mind tonight?
You know, I'm kind of upset Eric Brown didn't show.
Say that
not
again.
Really,
I'm sorry.
I'm miserably upset Barrett Brown didn't show up.
Yeah, what an asshole.
I am too.
You know, not for
I
the
wanted
same
to have
as Keisha, though, I think.
I'm sorry?
Hold on. Can you hear me better now?
Yeah, I can hear you now. Go ahead. Say your thought again.
You know, Barrett Brown, I think he was afraid of getting griefed. I think he was afraid of griefers.
Oh, I hear you. I see what you're saying. No, I kind of felt that. This was my take on it. I tried to keep it sort of low-key until – this is how I do it with all of my – I'm getting some feedback from somebody, so I'm going to mute some folks here. So just bear with me. But no, I was really stoked to hear back from him. He got back to me like right away, and I was like most guests I've tried to book for the show, they usually I pitch him all the same way, and he seemed pretty receptive, and he seemed down, and so I wasn't gonna hold my breath, which I don't hold my breath with any of the guests that I book until like I feel like I have exact confirmation, and I felt like I had confirmation from him. So I tried to do a little publicity myself and put the word out on the street, and then later on I got on the air and then nothing was happening, and I was like, all right, what's the deal here? And I checked my email and I got the I'm out of town, I'm on the road sort of deal, whatever, I'm available later. And I'm like, oh. So it's just like, all right, dude, get it. Never mind, bad idea. And I kind of had a feeling the whole time that, you know, it was sort of a 50-50 chance this is really going to happen at all. Because then I started reading stories about him, interviews and stuff with him, and it seems like he's sort of a flighty sort of character, and one of these people that's kind of like got that rock star aura to him, where he's kind of hard to pin down. And I have friends that are like that, and it's all good. You know, I'm used to that. I have friends that are, you know, sort of, I would say at best B-list celebrities, And I know the type. I know how it is, and it's all good. It's all gravy. I'm not going to go out of my way to track this guy down again. I'm certainly going to keep my eye on him, and I'm following him on Twitter. I think he's a fascinating character, and I think he could certainly shed some light into some of the recent activity that happened, like last night, for example, this whole PBS.org hackage deal. I found that fascinating. And actually, it was funny because I had just started reading about this guy recently and put out the invitation to him. And then I swear to God, it wasn't, I started following him on Twitter, and he I think that's how I found out about this Lulzsec thing. And it was through his tweets or whatever. And I started following Lulzsec, and sure enough, this whole PBS thing blew up. And it was just sort of like the planets aligning for me, I guess, in some way, as somebody just sort of consuming the whole thing. And I thought that was fascinating last night. I don't know if you know what I'm talking about, that PBS hacking job that happened last night.
Oh, I know
night.
About that. I know about that. I think that Anonymous and Barrett Brown in general had really been suffering from a lack of a sense of humor. And that's really was his undoing, which, a lot of people say he quit to move on to bigger and better things, but, doesn't seem like it to me.
Well, he says he's starting this new project called Project PM.
It's not new. It was going on during he's had that going for weeks and weeks and
months.
Oh,
so you know about this then. Can you tell me a little bit about it, or at least what you know?
He's trying to create a way for people to group up into small groups, small activist groups, rather than the larger conglomerates like Anonymous. And as good of an idea as it is, its focus is journalism, of course, but as good of an idea as it is, I don't really see a need for it at all. It kind of just seems like one of those things. It's like who really needs to go to Project PM to meet up with a scientist when you can just Google a scientist yourself, start your own group? Why do you have to go through Barrett Brown?
Exactly. No, I think I'm just curious about. I think this guy Barrett Brown is obviously he's been wrapped up in this whole internet online hacktivist world.
Oh, yeah, me too.
And I'm fascinated by it. I'm kind of I'd be considered a new fag or whatever. Just a newbie. I'm just kind of new to it all. I was sort of indoctrinated without my consent, really, by doing this Blog Talk Radio show. I've been trolled, if you will, pretty hard at times on here, and I've been bombarded with all the memes and everything, and I've looked all this crap up, and I've figured it all out, and I get it, and it's fun, and I have a great time when I get raided by these. By these trolls, and then I've found out about 4chan and e-bombs and all this garbage out there, and then it's sort of like this pyramid. Everything sort of works in a pyramid, whether it's government or online communities or whatever. There's like a hierarchy, whether you plan it that way or not, and it just kind of works out that way. It seems like the cream rises to the top, and even if you just have like the Blog Talk Radio, a bunch of talk radio addicts. You're
going to
have the bottom feeders. You're going to have the boring bottom feeders that are just kind of like grabbing at the really easy low hanging fruit. And then you have the people at the top that are a little more ahead of the game, and they're creating the memes and passing them down and dangling them for the little minions underneath. It's kind of an elitist way to think of it, but that's just kind of how it naturally plays out, don't you think?
Well, yeah, sure. I think the whole thing behind trolling and memes is that trolling really is a way for the internet. You can't trust everything on the internet, obviously, and you learn that out quickly from all the trolls. I think that's what you're kind of describing here. But, trolling is really the savior of reality for the internet, in my mind.
Oh, absolutely. For sure.
If anything is.
Yeah, I love it, man. I can't get enough of it. Let's see who I, you know, I've muted everybody because they were so goddamn loud. Let's see. Dalton, you're here. Goose, you're here.
What?
I'm here.
Oh, my God. Oh, you know what? I'm sorry. Abort now. Is that what I can call you?
Yeah, you could call me Abort Now. You could call me Kilgore Trout. You could call me Inglip. Billy Walsh. I go by a lot of names.
Can I call you Nigger?
You can call me Nigger.
Cool.
Billy Walsh works for
like
me.
You.
I'll call you Billy. I call you Billy. That works for me.
Yeah, okay.
Bill.
Is Kishu still in the...
Oh, God. You know what? do you want to go into the VIP about Dalton and make out with Kishu over there while the adults talk over here?
Was it like the champagne room of Vince in the Bay?
Yeah, there is actually.
There are actually sex in it?
Oh, dude. You want to check in there right now? Kishu's in there right now. She's getting things ready. Let's take a peek in there. Hang on. Let's do that. Let me get this dialed in. She's over there right now. She's getting things ready. I think she's naked. I think she's naked already. Yeah, they're just getting the lighting set in there. Let me go over. Hey, you guys, can we just take a look inside? It's not. They're not ready yet, but she's warming up. Let me find.
I want her to do that trick with the turtle she was talking about, where she like puts it in her vagina and shoots it back out, and then eats it.
Can
shits
you?
It out.
Is that you? Oh yeah, she's there.
Oh God.
That gave me the weirdest boner, Pikachu.
This is awesome, to be honest.
Yeah.
Gotta love that turtle sex, baby.
All right, Dalton, don't be bashful. Well, Dalton, don't be shy. Dalton, don't be shy. Go ahead. Kishu's in here, right here. Go ahead, talk to her.
What's up, Dalton, baby buns?
Not much. I just was wondering. I don't know if I've said it before, but have you seen my page on Blog Talk?
I can't hear you because Burns is over here shitting his pants.
Oh, this is so hot. I'm going to start tapping in a second.
Hey, I didn't understand what you said, so can you repeat yourself, please?
I said, have you seen my page on BTR?
No, but I will check it out for sure. Sorry, go ahead.
Fapping so hard.
If Vince can put us in the green room for about 5 seconds, I can give you my BTR name.
Wait, who's talking to me right now? I'm lost.
Dalton.
Oh, Dalton. I like to keep
Dalton.
I like to...
Can you email it to me? It's Kishu Zykova. Kishu, K-I-E-S. H-U, Zykova, Z-Y-K-O-V-A, at Hushmail, HUSHMIAL.com. Kishu Zykova at Hushmail.com. Not
Hushmail,
Hushmail.com.
You got it?
Really
got there, Dalton?
I to a computer.
Oh.
Oh, Jesus, Dalton. For the love of God, get your technology straight, all right? All right,
Vince, I have to say, that caller, your last caller, he had some really good points. I dig that guy, that Billy Walsh guy. So, yeah.
Yeah, he's...
I mean, I was really excited about Barrett being on. But, I mean, I don't really know anything about Barrett. You know, I was excited about the situation.
And because of his history, and you know, I'm very interested in Anonymous and all of this shit, all of the Lowell sec, you know, now that they're doing all this stuff. So... you know, it's really fascinating to me, and I support it fully, you know. I told you all that last night, you know, sexual favors to all the trolls.
Yeah, totally.
Anyway.
I was psyched for Barrett. I was totally psyched for Barrett. Who knows, maybe it'll work out in the future, but whatever. I'm not gonna hold my breath.
Well, to me, it's sounding like from what everybody's saying, this guy it actually is kind of a douchebag, so maybe it happened for a reason.
Yeah. It is what it is. I'm Vince in the Bay. Shouts out Alcoholic, Almighty Sports Show, Billy Walsh, Debbie Daly, Dick Burns, Donnie C., John Brand, Kishu, Melissa Hopkins, Mouse in the house. Oh, she's so cute. Red Medicine, Stabby McCuggs, The Renegar, Three Abu and Wild Goose. And I'm Vince in the Bay. I got a call here at a blocked number. Go ahead. You're on the air with Vince and Keisha. What's up? Hello?
That's me.
That's you. Hello?
Oh, hi.
Hey, who's that?
Michelle.
I'm sorry, who?
Michelle.
Is this Melissa Hopkins trying to pretend?
It's totally fucking Melissa Hopkins. Of course it's Melissa Hopkins. You can't disguise that voice, Melissa.
I'm glad you have a good ear.
Hey, you got us, though. You gave us some blows there. You gave us... All right, just shut up. Shut up. Shut up. I'm giving you propers here, okay? You gave me some lulls, all right? And that's the theme of the evening, everybody. It's the lulls boat. We're all riding the lulls boat. Let's get it on, kiddies. Lulls. Exciting and new. Come aboard, we're expecting you and Lowe's. Life's sweetest reward, let it flow. It flows back to you, Lowe's boat.
It's so shocking and new. It's the Lulls boat.
Promise is laughing for everyone. Nya 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 nya. And Lulls won't hurt anymore. It's an open smile on a friendly shore. It's Lulls. Welcome aboard. It's Lulls. To Disorderly Conduct with your host, Vince in the Bay. Give us a call, bitches. 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show. Yeah, Vince in Lay Bay, and Kishu's here with me. Kishu is...
You pissed me off with that shit.
What? What shit?
You are.
What shit? What are you talking about?
I can't believe you. You're such a fucking dick.
What? You're talking to me? Are you even talking to me? What are you talking about?
Oh, Vince. Hi. No, I was talking to Dick Burns.
Oh, Jesus Christ. All right, whatever. So all Dick
right.
and Keisha
Sorry.
Are here.
Did you see the chat? Did you see that shit?
No, what's in the chat?
I went outside to smoke a cigarette, and he took over the chat again. He was like,
oh,
I have
no
diarrhea.
Way. This is good. This is always good.
I'm on my period, and I'm glad I wore my granny panties.
Oh, I refreshed
blah,
it.
Blah, blah.
I got to get the message. I got to look at the history now. I'll read it later, but yeah, that's classic. All right, so Dalton's here, Wild Goose is here, Keisha, Dick Burns, and Abort Now, a.k.a. The Billy, Bill. And also Drunk Melissa trying to be somebody, I don't know. Who are you trying to be again, Melissa?
Michelle.
Michelle.
Michelle. Michelle. Not Melissa. Hey, guys.
Melissa.
Stop picking
you
on me.
You crack me up.
Why you troll my show all the time? You say a lot of nasty
like...
things about Steve. I don't like these trolls.
Barrett Brown.
You have no values.
So, Melissa?
Troll-o-lo-lo-lo.
No offense. Nigger.
I like how you can call about just about anything trolling if you really feel like it. Yeah, I was trolling. That was just trolling for the
Lord. Dude, I used to have this friend that like she would talk all this shit and she'd be like, "I was just trolling you, dude."
Yeah.
Like it would piss me off.
Oh yeah.
You know.
There's people that's all they do. That's their excuse. They're out of everything. It's like, oh, I was just trolling.
That's what I do.
Great.
I love to do that.
It's very convenient.
Such an easy out though. It's just not. It's just come on. You can do better than that. If you're a real troll, you can just be like, I was serious.
You gotta
serious.
Do real trolling. You gotta do real trolling.
Have you guys ever heard of a company called True Green Energy Group?
No. What's that all about?
Boring.
They're a really awesome company. They they're building, they're partnering with Blue Steel, and they're making, or they have made a converter that turns general garbage that we throw away into energy.
That's pretty epic, dude.
Yeah, I think that's old news, though.
Yeah, that sounds like I heard about that like 10 years ago.
Oh, the one that like had the abortion.
I can give you their website. You can put in the chat if you want, Vince. I'd have to give it to you over the
phone.
You
know what? That's cool. Yeah, go ahead. Do what you got to do. Just recite it over the phone. That's fine. But make it
the
quick, dude.
The website is www.
Wait, hang on. Wait a second. Before you do it, I got to mute Kishu just because. She's fucking loud, and she wonders why I'm muting her. All right, go ahead, dude. Go ahead, Galton.
The website is www.tgeg.asia.
One more time.
www.tsntom, esnegg. G as in goat. Wait, no. T. Yeah, right. TGEG. Dot. Asia. Like the country.
Okay. Great. Super. Thanks, bro. All right, we're going into the last half hour here. This is the stretch we're on, kiddos. If you're interested in getting in on the conversation, jump on the horn. Get in now. I got a call here from area code 702. 702, you're on the air. What's up?
Hey, what's happening, my brother? This is Bill, American Dad, Bill Wagoner. How you doing? Hello. Hello.
Jesus Christ, Bill, you scared the shit out of me.
Okay.
Good to hear you, man. Good to hear you, bro. What's going on? What's new? Before you get into it, I want to say thank you for coming back to the airwaves and starting your broadcasts again. I caught a couple of them live and a couple of them in the archives, and it's good to hear you ramping up the speed and getting back out there and broadcasting. So what's new? What's hot with you, bro?
Oh man, a lot of good stuff, brother. Absolutely. I just last night did a 3:30 in the morning kind of broadcast, so that way I wouldn't get bombarded with the goofball trolls out there and their blah 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 stuff all day. But exciting things, man. Absolutely. I know. Went to the gold standard, I guess you'd call them, BTR today. And the premium thing, which that really matters, I guess. But I went to that, and we're going to be popping some things off real good. What's happening with you?
Nothing much, dude. I got stood up by this guy, Barrett Brown. You ever heard of him?
No. Oh, wait. Was that the guy, WKRP guy, or?
No. Barrett, it does sound like something like that, though. That's a good guess. No, this guy, he's a journalist. He's written for a bunch of online publications. He's written for The Onion. He's written for The Huffington Post. He's written for National Lampoons, all kinds of shit. He's a journalist. He's a writer. He's written a couple of books. And he's been wrapped up in this whole anonymous phenomenon. He got wrapped up in it, he was reporting on it, I guess, in 2006-ish, and got kind of tangled up into it and sort of became a sort of a de facto spokesman, if you will, and for a couple of years.
The guy that was on Comedy Central guy.
I don't know. Was
the guy you're talking about?
Was he on
Comedy
Central?
Again?
His name's Barrett Brown. Barrett Brown. He's a white dude, skinny guy with floppy red hair, I guess.
There we go. Yep, I see him right here. Barrett Brown. Yeah, he's done a lot, it looks like.
Anonymous. Yeah, this dude, he just made some noise recently because Anonymous, this group Anonymous or whatever, the people that claim to be part of it, he claimed to be wrapped up in that thing, in that deal. And apparently after all this Sony hack, you heard about that hack job on the Sony servers, and it was blamed on or allegedly blamed on Anonymous or people, whatever. So I guess in the fallout of that, a bunch of people that were congregating under this Anonymous sort of umbrella, a lot of them sort of like split up, and they split out into these splinter groups. And this guy Barrett Brown was part of one of the sort of the big name people that was associated with that group that eventually was like publicly said, I'm not down with these people anymore. I'm out of here. You know, I'm going to start my own thing. He's like starting his own blog thing. And I was and I found out about him. I just found out about him recently. I started reading about him because he was in some of these news articles I was following. I was like, wow, this guy seems kind of a fascinating character. And I saw his YouTube channel, and I was like, dude, this guy would be cool to talk to. And so I reached out to him, and he got back to me like immediately. He's like, yeah, down, I'll come on your show and talk, whatever. I was like, cool. And I lined it up, and I booked the show, and he got back to me, and he confirmed, and we were all lined up and dialed in, and I was ready to go. And I got the show rolling, and 5-10 minutes goes by, and there's just no sign of him. And I was like, oh, am I getting stood up by this asshole? And sure enough, I go check my email, and he's like, "Sorry, bro, I have to hit the road. I got to travel, and you know, I can do it later this week." Blah 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 blah. And I'm just like, "Oh, come on, give me a break." So I said, "Fuck it, you know, fuck him." So I'm just doing open lines, and you know, it turned out to be even better. Man. You showed up, bro.
Yeah,
it's like, fuck him. I got the final boss of the internet here instead. So, you know, it's all good.
Oh, thank you. Well, this guy here, Barrett Brown, looking at some of his stuff here right now. I mean, first of all, look at that. Look at the guy, and I mean, standing you up obviously is very unprofessional and stupid. And he's defending, or he's getting away from the so-called anonymous group that supposedly hacked Sony. Supposedly.
Yeah, exactly. Everything's allegedly. This alleged individual who's alleged. It's like, how can he really be in Anonymous if he's like using, he has his identity exposed and he's talking openly?
Right,
doesn't that
right,
sort
right.
of like defeat the purpose? I think that's hilarious. That was going to kind of grill him on shit like that. I kind of wanted to pick this guy's brain a little bit because he seems like an interesting character. He's obviously kind of tongue-in-cheek because I've read interviews with him. I found this one really lengthy interview with him, which kind of painted him into a picture of him as like a fucking drug addict, to be honest. Like, I don't know if he was goofing. I don't know if he was trolling, if you will, these reporters, but this article was kind of, you know, it was sort of unflattering in many ways. It kind of made him out to be kind of like this flaky, like degenerate, like sort of aloof drug addict.
Mm-hmm. Oh, well, he absolutely looks like one. I don't know. He absolutely looks like one, but, you know, anything to do with the, I mean, you know, 15 minutes of fame, it's real easy to get, so 15 minutes of fame, and then he'll be back and doing whatever he's doing, it looks like, probably, you know. But I see this anonymous Operation Payback, Sony Press. Yeah, right. I don't know. I mean, there's so many people in the anonymous group. I mean, you could say that the Bill Wagoner crew is part of the anonymous group. That's what I've heard. Through the grapevine. I mean, who cares? Is what I say. You know, whatever. I mean, actually, you know, really, what started that whole Bill Wagoner crew was when I first started doing Blog Talk Radio shows. I was warning a friend of mine. Actually, he wanted to do a show on Blog Talk Radio. I told him that he was saying, you know, hey, you know, I see all this Bill Wagoner crew crap going around. You know, what's the deal? And I told him, I said, Blog Talk Radio. I said, it's all there. But when I started to get attacked is when I would mention Anonymous, I would say. I knew who Anonymous was. I'd say, F you Anonymous, go ahead and hack me, you know. Have a heyday, pal. And I would just go after these guys, and they came back after me, and they just go on and on and on and on and on. I don't know, and now they turn into the Bill Wagoner crew. I got an email today from this lady. Apparently, they're going after her now, this anonymous slash Bill Wagoner crew, whoever. They're going after tornado homeless victims.
You got it mixed up. That's not the BWC. That's the WBC, the Westboro Baptist Church, bro. Are you dyslexic?
I guess so. I guess so. This girl just emails me. She says the BWC. She mentioned it specifically. She says, "How dare you? How dare you?" And she's just going off on me. I'm like, I don't know who this woman is. And I'm like, I'm not the BWC. I don't know what's going on. You know what? And she's like, well, you know, this big long thing. She sends me this little article and blah blah blah, and it's talking about how she said the BWC, anyway, was going after people that have been attacked by these tornadoes. But I don't know. I have no idea.
I'll tell you, we do have members of the BWC with us right now that could probably confirm or deny this. Let's see. I think we have Dick Burns here. Dick, can you confirm or deny this?
No, Dick.
Dick? Where'd Dick Burns go? God damn it. Dick, are you there?
Where'd the big Dick go?
Dick Burns.
Yo, Dick.
Yeah. Kishu,
they're calling you right now. They're
unmuting
you.
Kishu, yeah, get Dick. Dick.
He's right here. Wait here. Talk to him.
We need a statement from the BWC. Bill Wagoner has just confirmed that the BWC is, harassing victims of the...
This is what some girls...
The Joplin, Missouri devastation. Can we confirm this? I think it's simply just a mixing. Well, go ahead, Dick Burns. You're on. You're representative of the BWC. Would you like to?
There's definitely BWC on the Joplin, Missouri rip pages. Yes.
Well, there you go.
Wow. So the WBC and the BWC are both involved. The Westboro Baptist Church and the Bill Wagoner crew both implicated. I got it. Got it. I was the one that was mixed up.
What's the point of going after these people? I'm curious, Dick.
Actually part of the whole rip troll plan. Like, I haven't been trolling Facebook lately, but I definitely follow what they're doing, and they we have some from that are doing it aren't even in the U.S. And they basically started a page. And then once they got over 1,000 followers, they basically posted a pic of, you know, somebody in an anonymous mask, which is what we do as well, and let them know your ass just got trolled and this is not a real memorial page. And they've been trying like hell all week to get it taken down. They said they called the police,
right.
The FBI. They fucking called Bill Wagoner, Jesus Christ. And so basically it's a pretty big issue. They're taking it a lot more serious. It's affecting people on a deeper level, I think, than normal rip trolling because of, how big of a catastrophe it was.
Well, I said, I was talking last night, I was talking on my show and I was saying, hey, you know, these people that had to send me, of course it's a tragedy and whatnot, but I mean, I heard Rosie O'Donnell sitting there, blaming it on global warming, for Christ's sake. And, you know, I mean, look at it this way. I mean, here's these people. They've got hit by a tornado. Tornado Alley, it happens. This happens. But look at the people that are out in the street right now that have absolutely nothing. And, you know, what about these people? But, you know, we get all this nationalized attention for tornado victims when you have families that are out in the streets with nothing. And these tornado victims, you know, I'm not dogging them. I'm just saying that, hey, look, there are people in this country, millions of people that have absolutely shit. And, you know, here are the tornado victims. There are the, 70,000 of them or whatever it is. It's a big, big, not 70,000, I'm sorry. It's, you know, minor few people. I mean, it's like 77 people or some shit like that. It's, come on. Get with it. What's the real issue here? Is it some tornado victims or is it the entire nation as a whole?
Unmute Burns' mic. He gave me back the phone.
Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead, Burns. Go ahead, Burns.
It's an issue of grief tourism, and it's, you know, the public's display of everybody wanting to come in and, you know, just have a part of it, and it's just really sickening. Basically, it's nothing personal, like, against any of the victims ever. It's more or less just to get reactions out of people, and that's what it's obviously doing, and it's causing, I mean, national attention. I mean, the kid's page who was involved, I mean, I've been taking screenshots of the entire page. I'm going to be doing a blog entry on it and showing the entire page in its entirety. So this is something I've been planning to do. That's why I've kind of been following it so closely. But basically, it's this kid was a focus on Anderson Cooper 360, and after that was when the page got, you know, switched over essentially, I mean, to a troll page.
Oh, and, the page on Anderson 360? Really? It was on the page?
Yeah, for this kid. It was, this kid was on Anderson 360 because basically he was in a Hummer, and he was driving his Hummer with this fucking sunroof open. I don't know if he was chasing a tornado or what. Dude got sucked the fuck out of the top of it, and he was missing. I don't know if he was found two states over or what, but he was missing for days.
Well, you go chasing a tornado. What do you expect there, pal? You know, you get sucked up in your little freaking, Jimmy.
The funny thing about it is that this kid made a video on YouTube called I Nearly Died, and he talked about almost getting killed in terrible weather. He made that like 2 years ago, and he has like the shirt on in it that says yes we can, so like people are just like, yeah, yes you can die, and just shit like that, and just fucking with them and posting the video and shopping him running from tornadoes and just shit like that. It's just going pretty crazy. I mean, I like that kind of humor. I don't know why. I'm sick in the fucking head, but
just watching fucking moron, the guy that did it. So I mean, if he's gonna go chase tornadoes, hey, go right ahead there, pal. But you know, if you get smashed by a goddamn cow coming down your head, then what do you expect, brother?
Yeah, and I mean, the kid was a homosexual too. So I mean, there's so many avenues to fuck with this kid. And but I mean, the thing is that most of these people on there, I mean, they're from other parts of the country or the other parts of the world. They're grief tourists, and they just want to, you know, have a part of it, and they're getting mad at, you know, the Facebook thing, and they're not looking at the real issue, which is, you know, how are we going to, you know, get people in temporary housing? How are we going to fix the damage that we've done? They're actually on Facebook sitting there trying to, you know, spam the Facebook wall or, you know, find out who did it and have these little wars on a Facebook page. It's really quite pathetic. I mean, you find something better to do with your time, and the reason they're doing it is because you're giving reactions.
Exactly, and Facebook by itself is a joke, and come on. People take that shit so seriously, it's unbelievable. I mean, it's unbelievable. Every day, I mean, come on. You can put anything up there and people believe it's the truth. I mean, anything at all. You could say the sky is fucking coming down and we're all going to die tomorrow. I mean, who was this guy? What was that thing recently? I didn't even know about it. I wasn't watching TV. About this, the rapture happening. What was this all about? You know about this, Vince?
I do. Yeah,
yeah, it's supposed to be the end of the world.
They're based in Brooklyn, actually, here in the Bay Area. The guy is Oh, he's a preacher. He runs this radio network. I think it's called familyradio.com. Yeah, I looked at their website and I listened to their little radio program, and they have a little broadcast. You can download an MP3 on their website that will give you the whole spiel on the rapture and everything. And it's kind of a waste of time. But according to these people, the rapture has just begun. That between now and October, something like 3% of the world's population will go bye-bye. And there's a whole other elaborate plan to it, but who cares? We got tons of calls here, Bill. We got 15 minutes to go. I'm really, really appreciating the love here tonight on this Memorial Day weekend. It's a Monday night, special Monday night edition of Disorderly Conduct. I got If you're just joining the program, I was supposed to have Barrett Brown on here tonight. He canceled last minute, and so now we've one-upped Barrett Brown. We've got the final boss of the internet, and shouts to everybody really stoked in the chat room. I'm glad to see the love. I see you, Saul. I see you, Strope, and I'm going to bring you guys on in just a second. Hang tight there, kiddos. Let's see. Let's check the lines here. There's a blocked number. Who's this? You're on with Vince in the Bay.
Well, would that be me, Vince?
Oh, Jesus Christ.
We want to know, Bill ran the webpage, Vince, on Katrina, if he's going to do for this tornado victims out there in Joplin.
I don't know. We'll ask him about that. I'm trying to find Strope and Saul first, though. Thanks, Snake. We'll pass that along to Bill. Actually, it looks like this is going to turn into a big party line, and I can see what's happening here. Bill, you're a very popular gentleman here on Late Night VTR, and I'm glad you decided to come through and hang out here, and it looks like your whole fan club is lining up here in the queue to talk to you. So we're going to get to everybody. Everybody sit tight. Relax. We can do this. We can go into overtime. It's no big deal. But for the next 12 minutes, we'll be live. And I know Saul and Strope are on here somewhere, so I'm trying to find these guys. Let's see. 200, you're on the air. Who's this? Blocked number, you're on the air. What's up? Oh, shit, that's Melissa Hopkins. My bad. Let's see. That was good. Okay, 111, you're on the air. Yeah, I think that's them. Is that you, Saul?
Vince. Yeah,
hey, Saul. Saul, what's up, bro? You're on with Vince and Bill and Dick Burns. What's up?
What's going on, man? I just thought I'd stop in and say hey.
Saul!
What's going on, Bill?
Ah, man, life.
I dig it.
All over the place, brother. Get ready to pop it off big time.
Yeah. PWC's putting in that work for you, you know, earning those checks. But, you know.
I was reading today, and this lady emailed me, and this is when I was talking a minute ago, and she was telling me that there's some kind of employment documentation. Supposedly to employ people in a documentation application. Some shit, I don't know. Crazy people on the internet, man. What are you going to do?
You know, apply for the BWC.
I was just going, what the hell? Pretty good looking chick, too. I don't know. Anyway, you pissed her off, man. So. She's coming to get you. She's coming to get you, man.
Paul Goodman, Albuquerque, New Mexico, 6353
Juanavo.
You know, she knows where to find
me. Hot chick. Yeah, big boobs, too. That's the Facebook page says, anyway.
Jesus
so
Christ.
So what else is new? What's,
yeah,
what else?
No, Saul, you said you had Strope with you. Where the fuck is Strope?
I think he just came back.
Get him on the line, or else I'm going to take some other calls because I have like five other people that want to talk to Bill.
Well, you know, man, I'm here. My bad. I was just
All right. Great. Okay, Strope, you're on with Bill.
Yeah, what's up, Joe? How you been, man? I've been kind of lonely lately without you around, and you know we've been putting in a lot of work for you, Bill.
Oh, I mean, I've been really, really busy building the empire and making it work, and it's been very, very busy. And now we're like days away from being done. So I thought, hey, all right, bam, let's get rock and rolling. And I was watching some. Finally, got myself into the debates that are going out there and some things, and Republican debates and whatnot, and seeing what's happening. And I was a little bit impressed, and I thought I'd just go out there and talk about some things and get some shit off my chest and get things real again and start bringing BTR back to a perspective of realness instead of a spectacle that Debbie Daly has made it.
Yeah.
Fair enough?
Fair enough, man. So what office are you running for this year, Bill? You run for mayor yet, or what? What can we expect from the wagon? In 2011 or 2012.
What you can expect is what I said last night on a broadcast is that I said that one of the things that my guns are going to be doing are going to be helping the candidate that takes Obama and we rip his election campaign to shreds and shove his candidacy right up his ass so he cannot get reelected. And help his opponent in every way possible and raise funds and raise money and get the word out to everybody in this country and all across the world and make sure Mr. I Suck a Big Cock Obama goes bye-bye. That's what you can expect.
Yeah, badass. Good answer. Good answer, Bill. Let's go to, you know what, you haven't, since you've been with me, Bill, I've had a new friend of the program. His name's Bill as well. I guess he goes by Billy Walsh, and he's here, and he's been waiting around patiently. I'm wondering, Billy Walsh, we haven't heard from you in a while. Do you have anything for Bill Wagoner while we got him here and you here?
You know, I have to say, excellent trolling. I'm impressed, and I think it's great what you're doing there.
Trolling me?
Great trolling.
I'm not a troll, my friend.
Oh, that's the other guy. You're I don't even know who you are. I'm sorry.
I'm the real guy, man. I'm the guy that I'm the one that conquered the internet and kicked ass and got in front of Congress and made it possible so our BTR could even exist. That's
oh, yeah?
Who you're talking to. That's right.
That's nice.
Yeah.
That's really
so,
nice.
Yeah, if you Google Bill Wagoner, you'll find a lot of interesting things. What's better than Googling Bill Wagoner is YouTubing Bill Wagoner. He is the final boss of the internet, and since we didn't have Barrett Brown make it, I figured I'd one up everybody and bring on a surprise special guest, and that happens to be the final boss of the internet himself, Bill Wagoner.
Wait, that's wrong. I'm the final boss of the internet.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I'm the one who trolled Anonymous and made them split
Troll
into
Anonymous.
Pieces. Yeah.
Well, I tell you what, you fuck with Anonymous and you will go down like in flames, buddy.
I didn't say that, but
you didn't do it. I know, because if you did, you'd be all over the place and it'd be fucking your life to hell. And so don't be coming on here and tooting your horn, boy. So, winning lesson. Joe Spence and Bay, some respect. And don't be saying bullshit that you can't back up because you didn't troll Anonymous.
Anonops. They call themselves Anonymous, so I'll use that term.
Fair enough.
And if you go out there and you try to play, they're going to conquer you and nail you to the ground. It's the way it is. A lot of people can say that for anybody.
I hate to make threats against people for no reason. They think they
threats. That's fine. Who doesn't like that?
Internet with threats.
But what are you doing about it? Are you doing anything about it? What are you doing? What are you doing? Are you doing something about any issues? Come on, Billy Walsh, show me something.
I'm trolling, man. I'm trolling.
Okay, what the fuck's that going to do? What the fuck is trolling going to do anything?
Okay.
Have you ever actually done anything? You know any technology? Have you ever, hacked anybody? And what have you done?
I don't do that, Billy. I got over that when I was 16.
That's why your name's Billy, not Bill.
I got over the hacking when I was 16, man. You know,
yeah, you could hack your way out of ass.
I know all sorts of programming language, and I know that.
Like what? Name them.
Java.
Come on, you don't got time? Well,
I know Java.
Java? Oh, God. Don't give me a bitch. Java program.
Come on.
The little bitch program, right? Okay. Anybody can do Java.
Minecraft.
A 10-year-old girl can do Java. Come on.
Minecraft.
Be real.
Minecraft's Java. Java's the future, man.
Java ain't shit. You couldn't do a goddamn thing with Java. It's old school. It's fucking this there to be running in the background. You can't hack shit. Come on. Give me a break. Come on. Give me a Linux. Give me a Linux bra. Good.
Come on. What? What do you want?
You don't know
directory?
What I want.
Do you want DIR? What do you want?
This guy doesn't even... You don't know you wouldn't know the first thing about computers except that the fact that you have a Windows box in front of you and you're looking at Windows 7 and you're going, oh, wow, this is cool, and I can play around with Java.
I got over that shit when I was 16, man.
16, man. Okay, yeah, 16. Yeah, well, guess what I was in when I was 16?
What were you doing?
None of your fucking business. There you go. Read the book.
You were jerking off like the rest of us.
No, I didn't have to jerk off. I had 20 girlfriends. My first girlfriend, when I was 13 years old, was 18 years old. She was hot as hell. And, there you go.
And I was 12.
Yeah, sure. You can, you know. Let's see, you have a bill in your name. You're actually really there.
Wait here. When you're talking about the truth on the internet, you know, it's kind of a post-truth thing. And trolling is kind of, it reveals more truth in the internet than any other type of journalism or media or other bullshit. So, you know, I say fuck them to journalists. Don't fuck yourself. It's all about the trolls, man.
I would argue that that's what journalism has turned into. It's turned into trolling. These people like Andrew Breitbart and his bigs and all the people, his minions, they're basically trolls. I know because I know them personally, and they are literally trolls. That kid James O'Keefe, a troll. All these new media kids, they're all trolls. All the journalists on in the mainstream are turning into trolls. They're adapting troll tactics. It's just all one big troll. It really is.
Yeah, and I troll, and you know, I don't do it to try to do anything except, you know, just get out there and have my ideas, you know, thought about. I just want to encourage thought with trolling. I encourage thought. That's what I do. I don't think hacking is worth a shit unless it encourages thought.
Yeah, and so, that's what I think Lulzsec did last night, and shouts to them again.
Listen, Lulzsec is what Anonymous should have been all along, and they are. I mean, you know, the whole term Anonymous is like the set that contains all sets. It's a paradox. It can't possibly even exist the way it's often defined.
Yeah. I hear you. Hey, we're gonna hold that thought. We're gonna keep going here. I gotta say, we're the live listeners. Everybody's listening live. Shouts to you for coming out, Billy Walsh, Debbie Daly, Dick Burns, Donnie C, Haley 90, John Brand, Kishu, Christy, Kristen, Chrissy, Melissa Hopkins, One Angry Jew, One Happy Jew, Red Medicine, Sal Goodman, Stabby McHugs, The Ray Nigger, Three Abu, Troy Shadow, and Wild Goose. A lot of these folks are on the line with me. We're going to keep this party rolling. We got the final boss of the internet, Bill Wagoner, with us, and we're going to keep going into overdrive here. But I promised somebody I would play a request. I'll do that at the end of the show. But I'm going to take a quick break. I want to take a fast break now and give another shout out to Lulzsec for what they did tonight. And here, this one's to you. The Lulz boat rolls on, kiddos. And we'll check you if you're listening live and you're not going to hang out with us. I'll talk to you tomorrow night. If not, hang on tight. If you're on the line, the Lulz continues. Lulz. Exciting and new. Come aboard. We're expecting you life's sweetest reward. Let it flow. It flows back to you.
Love boat. It's so shocking and new. It's the love boat.
Promise is laughing for everyone. Nya 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 nya. And love won't hurt anymore. It's an open smile on a friendly shore. It's love. Welcome aboard. It's love. Tune to Disorderly Conduct with your host, Vince in the Bay. Give us a call, bitches. 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
Pieces of garbage. I'm back. I have my special friend tonight. Well, we had the final boss of the internet. I think he dropped off, kiddos. So anybody who was hanging on for Bill Wagoner to continue here, he's gone. So all the butt stalkers that were here for Bill Wagoner and Bill Wagoner's butt stalkers can exit the building now because Bill Wagoner is gone. But we do have our friend, the other Bill, tonight. Billy Walshy. Billy Walshy is he's sort of become a de facto, we'll call him, I don't know, a spokesman for our guest who didn't show up tonight, Barrett Brown, that cocksucker who at the last minute sent me a message. I know that guy's probably strung out on God knows what, and he probably shot up at the last minute and was like, oh fuck, I'm supposed to do a radio show, and he's just like, whatever. So it's all good. I read some Vanity Fair piece, or not a Vanity Fair piece, I found for the slideshow that I did originally for the show. I found it from this interview, and it was a really interesting interview, but it was also like a little bit too revealing about his the idiosyncrasies of his character, I guess. Like they were going into like detail about his living quarters and how messy it was, and he just seemed like a kind of like a disheveled individual, and I was just kind of like, and then he kind of opted out of this like in a kind of a punk-ass sort of way. And so I was just kind of like, all right, dude, this guy's kind of on... He's sort of like one of these flighty rock star types that's just kind of on his own little trip. And if it happens to wander through Vincent the Bay's show, so be it. If not, oh well. You know, because like, I know people that are like that, that are sort of, you know, always kind of on the go and sort of like a mid-level... I don't want to say celebrity, but just a mid-level entertainer or pundit. Like, in his case, I think he's more of a pundit. And I thought it was interesting. I did some research on him, and he actually did a book about pundits, which I thought was funny. And I wanted to talk to him about Charles Krauthammer, because that's of all the people that he had in his book, that's the person I was most interested in. And I actually went down to the bookstore here on Haight Street in San Francisco trying to get the book. And they at the bookstore, they looked it up and they said it was out of print. I was like, you gotta be kidding me! It just came out like last year. They're like, yep, already out of print. I was like, Jesus Christ! And it sucks because I was really interested in picking his brain about Charles Krauthammer, because I feel like Charles Krauthammer is like the Grandma Tarkin of Fox News. You know what I mean, Grandma Tarkin from. Star Wars.
Star Wars.
Is there an echo in here? Is that just me?
Yeah, we know Star Wars.
My God. All right. Okay, I'm going to start unmuting people. We're just going to get down and party here. Oh, I have the One Angry Jew here. Holy shit. One Angry Jew, you got here late. What's up, bro? Jew, unmute yourself, you piece of shit. All right, forget him. Let's bring on a chick. I think this is Victoria. Hey, Victoria, what's up?
Hey, baby, how are you?
Oh, I'm so good now that you're here. I got Victoria here. I got Kishu here. Kishu, are you still there?
I am still here.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, baby. I am. Oh, baby. I've been muted for fucking ever.
Because you were being loud.
See, whenever you get like a when you get like a bunch of people on your show and shit, you just start muting the fuck out of me. You just use me. You just fucking use the fuck out of me, don't you, Ben?
Oh, yeah, baby. You know it.
Well, I'm gonna go make out with Billy in the corner.
All right, whatever.
You can eat a big cock.
Oh, yeah, I don't have to go far to do that because it's right in my fucking lap, baby. That's okay. I got Victoria over here. It's all good. You can have Billy. I got Victoria.
Sounds good.
So there.
She's a hottie, dude.
If you guys want to do some tag team action, we can do this.
Oh, I don't know about that. Those hairs I saw on that penis, dude, it scares the fuck out of me.
I don't get down like that.
Hairs are not supposed to be on your penis shaft, just so you know.
I don't get down like that.
Let's see, I have... What's that? Hey, Jew, are you there? I'm going to try the Jew again. Hey, One Angry Jew.
We need to get Dick Burns to post the picture of Vince's cock in the chat, please. Dick Burns?
Yeah, oh, please,
I know you're listening.
By all means. Dick Burns, your mic is hot, I think. Bert, Dick, are you still there?
Yeah, you still got some dick.
Yeah, so we got Dick Burns, we got Billy, we got Kishu, we got Victoria. Who else? Here we got a block number. Block number, you're on the air. Who are you? Oh, Melissa Hopkins. Oh, never mind. Never mind. Stay quiet, Melissa Hopkins. The Jew, you're unmuted if you decide to talk. And there's area code 501. If you're interested in talking, press number 1, and we can get into this. If not, it's all good. But, yeah, the show isn't live anymore. Now it's essentially just we're in overtime, so it's just like a podcast from this point out. We can't take any new callers, and so if anybody drops off, they're gone. I mean, unless we call in, we bring somebody back in, but, it's getting into the wee hours here, and Jesus Christ, my Skype is just blowing up like a motherfuck. Dick Burns says you're going... Wait, tornado victims are going to call in. Are you shitting me? You're going to get tornado victims to call in?
Yeah, going to get them. I'm riling them up.
You're what?
Nobody can call in anymore, Burns. It's on the podcast. It's fucking archives now. Anybody on the line can stay on the line and they can talk if they want. But they
not going into overtime, you dumb faggot.
That's what I'm telling you. You're like, people are going to call in, but nobody can call in.
Let's clear this up right now. People can call in. The show's still going on BTR, right? You went into overtime.
The show is going on right now on BTR. People cannot call in anymore, though, however. The people that are called in now are locked in. This is overtime. This is it. I can't even call out. I mean, I could call out on Skype or somebody could conference in, you know, obviously from the line that's already connected, but Once you drop off of this call into BTR, you're done, you're gone. And this will only record for another, I don't know, like 45 minutes. It's a 2-hour live thing, and then it goes an hour into overtime. And the overtime, I usually just cut it off when it's live, but we have so many people on the line right now, it's kind of popping there for a while. Like we had Bill Wagoner on. That was epic. Bill Wagoner was going at it with Billy, what's his fuck? What's your last name again? Billy Walsh? Yeah, Billy Walsh. And Jesus, we got drunk Melissa Hopkins trolling us too. It was horrible.
You know, she's really the epitome of a failed troll. Just keeps trying and trying.
Well, she's not really a troll. She's actually, she's actually a BTR host on here. She's another host, but she she's taken to late night getting drunk, a little tipsy, and listening to some of the show other shows, the late night shows on BTR like mine and Debbie Daly's and a couple other ones, and she's basically calls in almost every night drunk off of her ass and makes a complete fool of herself. But by day, she's a lawyer, and she's got a family, she's got kids, and she does her own conservative talk show here during the daytime. And she tries to do like a crossfire type of thing, like puts a liberal and a conservative against each other, and they just rah, 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 and then that's it. And then she calls into my show and just totally lets loose and tries to act like a maniac. It's crazy. I don't understand it. She's here technically. I mean, I could put her on. God forbid. Here we go. Melissa Hopkins, you're back on the air. How's it going?
Why is she calling? Why does she keep calling and waiting?
She's obsessed. She's obsessed with me. She really is. She.
You
missed it
you
earlier.
You're so obsessed.
Earlier, she was critiquing my little slideshow thing there. Like she was saying, like, "Oh my God, your fingernails look so like well manicured. It looks fantastic. That should be your main photo, not the one with you with the megaphone." And blah 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 blah. I was just like, "Shut up." She brings a really annoying. She's actually, because my show is not very trollable, if you will. I don't know if that's a term. I mean, I've gotten hit with raids before, and they're fun, and I usually take the hits pretty well. And I have, you know, to me, it's like improv. I have a good time with it. I just roll with it, and I can appreciate a good troll. If they get me good, I'm like, you know, it's basically prank calls. And if you're a good prank caller, I'll give you, you know, respect. But for the most part, my show is not really trolled that hard. And but you know, it goes in spurts. I get once in a while here and there, but that's about it. But what makes it trollable though for people though is people like Melissa Hopkins who call in and then we troll her. So that's kind of every troll needs a straight man more or less. And it doesn't necessarily have to be the host, you know. Like look for example what's his name? Phil Hendry. You know what I'm saying? He's basically trolling his caller. I mean, he specifically screens his callers to get callers that are like backwood hicks that don't realize that he's doing a little, like, you know, whatever. Like he's doing.
Oh, you mean like Rush Limbaugh?
No. Phil Hendry. Do you know who I'm talking about? Phil Hendry?
No, I don't know who that is.
Oh, Phil Hendry. You got to YouTube Phil Hendry to really understand what I'm saying, talking about. Basically, he's this guy. He used to be a DJ. For like FM rock radio, whatever. I mean, somebody's echoing. Is that you, Dick Burns, as per usual? Yeah, of course. Phil Hendry. Okay, Phil Hendry. Phil, and the last name is Hendrie. Basically, in a nutshell, he's this late night talk show host, and he's the host, and he has various. Sort of quote in quotes pundits, if you will, to call in, and they're basically the same. It's basically him doing voices, posing as other characters and spoofing the news, and so he'll have a fake caller call in, which is him, and then he'll have him and he plays good cop bad cop essentially on the phone and over some topic. Like it'll be like whatever pedophilia or something is the topic. And so he'll have one of his stock characters call in as, you know, a high school teacher and, you know, who's like, you know, advocating almost, you know, associating with you know, underage females, you know, off the playing field when he's not coaching them type of thing. And he just, you know, he'll play back and forth and he'll only accept callers that sort of accept the premise and don't realize it's a joke type of thing. You know what I mean?
So it's just a troll radio show now.
Sort of. That was a terrible explanation. It doesn't do it justice. But if you just Google Phil Hendry, or not Google, YouTube Phil Hendry, there'll be a YouTube video somewhere of him doing his shtick. and you'll get what I mean. It's brilliant. He switches back and forth between being Phil and being a quote caller, and it's amazing. He's awesome.
That sounds good. Like real satirical value, not just trolling.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. It's like SNL on the radio sort of thing. It's one of those things that like I listened to this guy for I don't know. I just discovered him a couple years ago. He's on late night here in the Bay Area on like the talk radio station. It's actually basically the conservative radio talk station, like the flagship station of Fox News Channel. But at the late at night, it's this guy, and he's not really conservative necessarily. He just does his shtick. He's a comedian, really, and he takes calls, and he has his fictitious characters, his fictitious guests call in, and he just plays off the sort of basically clueless callers. And it's pretty funny, but when I first discovered him, I didn't realize what he was doing, and I was just kind of like, you know, this guy is kind of an idiot, and I don't understand, and I can't believe his callers are obviously fake. And then I was kind of like, you know, I started listening to him night after night, and I was like, you know, all his callers kind of sound like the same guy calling in, and I was like, what the fuck? Okay, and then I kind of figured it out. I was like, all right, I get it. He's got, you know, it's him and his buddy. His buddy every night pretends to be a different, you know, fake person calling in as his guest, and I get it. And I listened to it for a long time like that, and then I was just kind of like, after a while, I noticed, and I was like, the caller almost sounds like Phil in a way. And I started listening closely and listening and noticing that these two guys would never step over each other. Like, it would sound like they were, but their voices would never overlap. And he would switch back and forth so fast and so fluidly that it sounded like they were... It's kind of like a beatboxer. You hear these beatboxers, and they're making, like, 1,000 noises with their voice. And they slow it down, and you can really hear how there's separation. And he does the same thing with radio, and it's brilliant. And I didn't catch on to it for, like, 6 or 7 months after I initially heard him. And then I really kind of... got it and realized the brilliance of this guy. His name's Phil Hendry. He's been doing it for 20 years, and he's awesome. It's the reverse troll, as I call it. He's basically reverse trolling his callers.
I'm a big fan of reverse trolling. Big fan of that.
You ever listen to Ghost? You ever heard of a guy named Ghost on Blog Talk Radio?
No, you know, I've never listened to Blog Talk Radio till tonight, and I'm open to more.
Yeah, it's a mixed bag to be certain, but there are a couple of, I like the comedy aspect. I like things that are, you know, obviously I try to keep it loose and funny here, and my favorite, hands down on Blog Talk Radio is this guy, Ghost. It's blogtalkradio.com/ghost, and he bills himself as the true capitalist. And think of Stephen Colbert, but instead of Colbert's shtick, he's like this yahoo Texas capitalist. He kind of sounds like George Bush, but done by what's his name? Who's the guy from Saturday Night Live that did him? Why can't I draw a blank on his name? I should know his name. He's everywhere.
I'm drawing a blank too.
Oh, man, why can't I think of his name? He's fucking everywhere. Anyways, he sounds like a caricature of George Bush, this guy Ghost. But he has this website, capitalistarmy.com, and all he does is talk about the market and investing and current events and world events and unrest and civil unrest all throughout the world. You know, it's news events, but he does it from a capitalist, a true capitalist perspective. But all he gets is trolls. All he gets is 4chaners all day long, nonstop. Like he'll get like 300 live listeners. Like look at my show. My show's now it's done live, but it had for a while there, it had something like 30 live listeners maybe at the peak, and Ghost show at the peak he'll have like 300 live listeners at the peak of his shows, and he feeds, you talk about feeding the trolls, he feeds the trolls like a pro. He knows all the memes. He knows how to get mad at the things the right way. He knows how to rage in a way that keeps these kids coming back. And he's built up a listenership out of it. And it's unbelievable how he's tapped into this online trolling zeitgeist. These, you know, all these, like, you know, idle minds, these 20-something kids who are in their college dorms and have nothing better to do but to, you know, finger bang themselves on the internet with their little, their internet fuck buddies, and they just troll around on 4chan and try to mess with people, and they finally found Blog Talk Radio, and they found Ghost, and Ghost knows all of their tricks. And all he does is, and he doesn't even take legitimate callers. Like, people will try to call in him with legitimate stuff, and he'll talk to them for a while. But he just keeps taking these calls with these kids calling in with the N-word, saying it over and over and over again, and it's un-for-real. But he reacts in a very comical way, in a way that's just so, he reverse trolls like nobody else. It's unreal. Got to check him out, man. You would appreciate him. He's down with Lulzsec. Like, he's the one that got me hip to all this anonymous stuff and everything. Because he talks about that when he does his show. He's on every day from what? From my time, it's 4 to 7 p.m. Or no, 2 to... It's 2 to 5 my time, so it's 4 to 7 Eastern, I guess, or Central, or I don't know, whatever. But just go to blogtalkradio.com/ghost, and he's great. And what's great, though, about him is he's got this message that it's just, he creates his own memes. And these kids are slowly replacing their generic internet memes with his memes. And it's brilliant. He's educating these kids, I guarantee you, 200 times more than these kids are getting educated in their economics class, for sure. He's teaching them about capitalism. And they're learning way more from him because he's doing it in a comedical way. They call in antagonizing him, calling him a nigger, but that's how they started. They originally like trolled him that way, and now they're calling in with playing the Soviet national anthem, or they're playing the, you know, they're saying their name is Stalin or something, or they're using the counter. Whatever symbols against him, and it pisses him off, and people will say the most vile, crazy shit to him, and they'll come up with these crazy names in the chat room for him to say when he does his little chat roll call, and he'll say the just like crappity McCrap sandwich, and he'll say the most ridiculous things. But if anybody has a name that they've made up is that's like, you know, Karl Marx, you know, loves Ghost, he'll like, get him out of here, and he'll kick him out of the chat room. And it's just this constant theme that he keeps going through all his shows, and these kids are zoning in on it, and they're picking up on it, and these little idle minds are slowly learning about capitalism whether they like it or not. And I think it's brilliant. Great, we woke up the Jew finally. What's up, Jew? Do you want to
Their idle little minds, their idle little minds are actually learning something. Get the hell out of here. I didn't even think I was unmuted. I still had to say that verbally. Your idle minds. Get the... I got to say it three times. Holy Christ. As if their little minds could hold something
they're
for more than 10 minutes at a time.
Overstimulated mind.
Overstimulated? No, I think they're understimulated.
Overstimulated.
I don't think they get any stimulation at all.
Media psychosis. Deep in the media psychosis that is the internet and memes. They're only capable of thinking in memes anymore.
I'm sorry, can we speak English? If I have to hear one more person say fail, win, it's really big win. Big fail. I wanna tell me where you live.
Shut up, Jew, you are a huge fail.
Tell me where you live. I want to hire the homeless to come to your house with wiffle ball bats to beat you senseless throughout the night.
You can't afford the homeless.
Is there shopping over there?
Not around here.
Jesus.
I heard some female moan.
Oh, that was Victoria. Victoria is heartbroken.
Oh, hell yeah.
Billy, I don't know if you're available, but Victoria has just lost her boyfriend. She's on the rebound. She's sexy.
No,
she's got a great pair of knockers.
They made up. They're back together.
You guys got back together? Oh, you fucking
tell her to put a condom on a freaking banana and stop complaining.
No. He called me in the morning. He was in tears. He was crying. I've never had a guy crying.
Oh, let me play you some. Why I got you here? Let me play some ghost for you. Shut up for a second. Jew, shut the fuck up, Jew. All right. I want to humor Billy here. I was boasting about Ghost, and I have some clips of him actually. Here's Ghost doing a barrel roll.
Barrel roll. Anyway,
that's Ghost. Here's Ghost. We were talking about the BWC. That's the Bill Wagoner crew. They're kind of like their own little troll crew, and you heard them on tonight with Bill Wagoner himself. Here's Ghost talking about the Bill Wagoner crew.
All I'm trying to do is put a broadcast out there for people to learn from so they don't have to sit on their fat asses and complain that I ain't got no opportunity because my kids and all this other crap. And lo and behold, right. I've got Bill Wagoner crew, shoved so far up my anal passage. I mean, why don't you just tell them to take about 10 steps away from my freaking butt crack already, Bill?
Here he is. I call into his show all the time. I'm a regular on his show. Here's a classic fucking bitch slap I got from him on his show. Here it is.
Vince, you stupid San Francisco 1978 Abercrombie Fitch loving piece of nipple clamp loving butt plug up the ass looking hot dog licking your ass having dog humping squirrel fisting bastard.
It's fucking classic.
He's the man, dude. He is the king of BTR. If there's any king of BTR.
You need to play the Burns clips for Billy.
Oh, okay. So my friend Dick Burns is on the line with us.
Burns.
All right, you want to talk about trolling. Here's a classic troll. So I'm a regular on caller into the Ghost show. And one night, one day we did the, what was it, the 420? It was 420, and I called into his show for 420. And I did sort of my man on the street in the Bay reporting on 420. And then I left, and then Dick Burns, our good friend here, he's a member of the BWC, if you will, he decided he was going to follow up my call with another follow-up call posing as Vince in the Bay, and I got to find it right here. Oh, here it is. Here he is. This is Dick Burns calling into Ghost's show posing as me, basically trolling me, and here it is.
Yeah, what's going on? Yeah.
Hey, it's Vince in the Bay. I'm in the bathroom right now. I got to be really quiet. But I got a story for you.
All right, why are you in the crapper telling me this?
Well, it gets to that. It gets to that. So I was at the park, and I ended up being in this circle passing around a joint. I had a bunch of joints going around. There were like 10 guys in there, and like only like 2 girls, but they were like way across from me. And so I ended up getting. We had like 4 joints going, and then I got one. And one thing led to another, and I ended up kissing on this guy. And
what are you talking about? Kissing on a guy? Are you kidding me?
Well, it sometimes that happens when you smoke weed, but I live in the Bay, in San Francisco. But basically, I just ran to the bathroom after that to go jerk one out so I wouldn't be tempted to have sex with this guy.
This is a really disgusting revelation there, Vince. Are you actually admitting this? This is something that you partake in?
Well, I was just saying that it was actually kind of a smart idea to jerk one out so I didn't have sex with a guy.
Well, first of all, why do you even need to go into the bathroom and rub one out so that you don't have any temptations with some guy? I mean, living in San Francisco, Vince, is it that tempting for you, honestly? I mean, you're around it so much. Is it the negative gay energy that's just wanting you to, kneel down and service a glory hole in some shit stall somewhere?
Well, I mean, sometimes when a guy's rubbing on you out here, and, I mean, just next thing you know, you got a tongue in your mouth. That's like in the Bay.
This is horrible. This is just utterly disgusting, Vince. Why are you saying this now?
I was hoping I could get more people from the gay community to follow me on Twitter.
Are you shitting me, man? Or is this a joke? I mean, Vince in the Bay is coming out. You know, he's coming out of the closet, for Christ's sake. Are you okay, Vince? Are you sure you didn't just, you know, smoke some kind of, like, PCP or something? You're just wigging out?
Man, I smoke some good medical-grade cannabis. That's all I got to say. I mixed the sativa with the indica, and now I'm in big trouble.
I love that.
Big trouble.
Now I'm in big trouble. And we have Dick Burns with us, the man who did that troll.
Oh.
Dick, are you good? Are you there still, Dick?
Oh, yeah, he's still got some dick.
Yeah. Dick, we still have the feedback issue thing, dude. You got to make sure you get the handle on that.
He needs to get some fucking headphones.
I need to get some headphones, I do.
You can use my headset if you want, Burns. It's in my fucking computer bag.
Well, I'll just snap my fingers, woman. Get the fuck in here.
I'm just way too comfortable right now. And you know, I got pillows to bleed on. So.
You lazy little fuck. Fucking trying to do a radio interview. You can't even bring me some fucking headphones, woman. Jesus fucking Christ.
That's funny.
Get it yourself, nigga.
Hey, Jew, what else is going on, bro?
Oh, I'm laughing my ass off over here. All right, you were doing good with the ghost thing. And then you put Dick on, completely fucking deflated me. You know, just stop it.
Do you want more ghosts? Here, hey, how about we do some more Me with Ghosts? You want to hear some more classic Vince on Ghost?
Okay, hold on a second. I laughed, even though I've heard it 2 times already. But I laughed. I thought the whole thing in the bedroom that was funny, that was good. But then you brought the real Dick Burns on and fucking ruined the whole fucking thing.
You're just jealous.
You know, my mistake was? Is bringing you on, fucking ass wife. So you're gone. All right. Anyway, hey, shouts out to everybody listening. There are a lot of people still fucking listening, dude. We got 8 people on the call still. This is awesome, dude. I'm so stoked. I haven't held my show this far into overtime in a long time. And I appreciate all the love tonight for show. And we'll wrap it up. We'll wrap it up here in a little bit. But before we do, I'm gonna play one more clip of me on with Ghost, and then we'll come back and wrap it up, and everybody can say goodbye, and we can do a big circle jerk or whatever. And I'll play that song that I forgot somebody requested, but I'll try to get to it. But yeah, here's one more clip of me calling into Ghost. This is recently. This is a couple of weeks ago. Me calling up about. Doing my well, they're passing ordinances out here in California in different municipalities, and San Francisco was one of the pioneers. They outlawed circumcisions in San Francisco. So as required by law now, I have to have my foreskin restored in order to be a citizen here in the People's Republic of San Francisco. So this is me calling into Ghost talking about that subject.
I want to talk about San Francisco banning circumcisions. Yeah, believe it or not, San Francisco, the same city that allows gay bathhouses to run rampant all over the city, the same city that passes out free hypodermic needles to drug addicts, the same city that allows glory hole toe tapping, protected by the First Amendment, now they want to make a ban on circumcision. Can you believe this kind of crap? Circumcision. I mean, good God, for Christ's sake. I mean, they're going to make a law against this. I mean, you know, I want to hear from you. I think Vince, hey, Vince, you're on the horn. You're from Cisco. What the hell do you think about, this circumcision ban?
Hey, Ghost, today it's Vinny. Vinny from Vinny in the Bay, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, Vinny. Hey, you doing? Hey, Vinny in the Bay, you doing?
Yeah, forget about it. Forget about it. Yeah, so I just got back from my foreskin restoration surgery. It went great. It went great.
Are you kidding me? You had foreskin restoration surgery? How the hell does that work?
hey, I'm a wise guy and everything, but I got to play by the rules just like everybody else. So you know how it is. It's the law now. So I put it back on. It's all good. I got it.
How the hell do you put it back on? How do you have foreskin restoration surgery? How the hell does that work?
Well, it's a donor program. You know how it is. You put the little pink dot on your driver's license. You know how that works? Some black guy, actually. I have black foreskin on my dick now because some black guy got in a car accident. So they grafted his foreskin and put it on mine. Now I'm legal.
Well, baby. You know, I mean, is that adding a few inches to your pink willy there, or you know, are you just doing it so you can have a black tip, so you look like you know you did just the tip for some drug infested hookers? I mean, what I don't get. Why would you have a black foreskin restoration on your penis?
Well, goats. You know what? To be honest, TBH, full disclosure. That was the only thing they had going, and it was a lot cheaper. The homicide rate for young black males here in San Francisco is pretty high. So you know how the free market works, supply and demand, baby. And it's a lot cheaper to get black foreskin. So that's what I'm working with. And someday I'll probably go back and get Caucasian foreskin eventually when I have the means.
I mean, isn't it a little bit more sanitary to, you know, not have the foreskin? I mean, that's what I've been, reading and told. I mean, is this a lie?
Well, I'm going to find out. You know, I haven't had foreskin over 30-some-odd years. I don't want to date myself here. But I guess somebody has to. Any hoot. Yeah, I'm going to find out. I've heard the doctors told me to keep it very clean and clean it out. You know, hourly almost. It's almost like you definitely should clean it out daily, but I do it. So far, it's been kind of moist in there. You know, if I don't.
Yeah, you know, I mean, from what I understand, I mean, you know, guys that aren't cut, have a little bit of a cottage cheese problem every now and then. Just watch out for that. From what I'm told.
Yeah, I'm keeping a lookout. Right now, I just have. My short-term fix, I just put cotton balls. I put a little cotton ball in there, and that seems to do the trick. Just
a little cotton ball in there? What the hell? You it absorbs the dick cheese, or what? I don't get it. What the hell is a cotton ball supposed to do?
Yeah, it just kind of, you know. Well, some guys, the doctor gave me a package of Q-tips and said just Q-tip it a little bit, and I just said, you know what? Instead of Q-tipping, why don't I just take a little. Buy some cotton balls and just stuff a little bit of that in there and change it every couple hours, and that seems to be working out okay so far.
Yeah, man, that's sick, Vince. I mean that's enough. Vince, I used to like talking to you here, but this is something I don't really want to talk about. I mean, I am talking about it because I know San Francisco is banning circumcision. And, we were going to have, some kind of a sanitary talk about it, but, you're really taking it to another level here.
What a silly Negro.
I don't know, winning, anyone?
Análisis de forma de vida completado. La especie es destructiva, invasora, nociva, peligrosa para la integridad del todo.
Hit it!
El hombre.
Okay, party people in the house.
You're tuned to Disorderly Conduct with your host, Vince in the Bay.
Some fruity-ass little fruit bowl named Vince in the Bay.
Vince in the Bay.
Vince in the Bay.
The gay bay.
Vince in the Bay.
Vince in the Bay.
Vince in the Bay.
Yahoo.
And now, boy, Vince in the Bay, boy.
Vince is a slum troll.
That's right.
We're on the network.
Fuck you, Vince!
Penis, 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 penis.
Dance, dance, dance.
Thank you, very nice.
Losers winning. Bye-bye.
I don't get down like that.
Yeah, right, me.
Oh, my God.
Weird, weird, weird. Weird, weird, weird. Dude, where's one of them?
I'm a troll. A liar.
Run away! Run away! Run away! Run away!
Call in now, biatches, 347-826-7667. And now your host, Vince in the Bay.
way, don't really call that number now because you won't get anything because the show's ending soon and we're off the air. And I want to thank everybody for hanging on so long here. This is awesome. Billy, especially, you hung on for a long time there. That was you were a trooper tonight. Thanks for hanging out, dude.
Hey, no problem. This is my pleasure.
Hey, is there anything before we get out of here, anything you want to share with us or add in closing, if you were?
Yeah, I'll plug my website, chronicle.su. It's a lot of reverse trolling on all sorts of things. We trolled Tea Party. We trolled the fake anonymous, Anon-Ops. We do some satire, too. It's all satire, really. But, yeah, chronicle.su. That's all you got to know.
Let me spell that out. C-H-R-O-N-C-L-E?
N-I-C-L-E. Like yeah, chronic, right. like pot, chronic, L-E, dot S-U.
Sweet.
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to check that out. Let's see. Schlefloing. Oh, sweet. That's awesome, bro. Yeah, I'm going to check that out. Thanks, man. Thanks for coming through, and you're welcome anytime. I'm here pretty much every night, although tomorrow night or in the next night, I think I'm going to be off. If I do something, it'll be super late and loose and stupid. But yeah, I'm usually on every night around this same time, same place, same channel. Follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/VinceInTheBay. And, we still have some more callers. Before we get out of here, Victoria, anything you want to say before we go bye-bye?
Well, I just want to say that I'm glad to be here talking to you guys, and you guys make me laugh, and classic things I hear here, let me tell you, it's puts a smile on my face. Thank you, man. You really are the best.
Aw, I love you, honey. I'm so glad you come through, and I'm glad I can give you some lols, if you will. Who else do we have? We have Dick Burns. Dick Burns, what it do? What do you want to say before we say sayonara?
Add me on Twitter, bitches. X Dick X Burns X, and you can also go to xdickxburnsx.com. See some gore, see some weird trolling, see some fucked up random shit at all times, baby. And I update like a motherfucker too.
There it is, Dick Burns, and of course, last but certainly not least, Kishu, honey, how are you? Are you there?
I'm doing fucking great. And I can't wait to see you Friday and fuck you hard in the ass with this fucking big black fucking strap on that I just got. So, yeah, I can't wait to see you, and thanks for having me, as always, even though you fucking used me the whole show. But, play my fucking music or die, and I love you, and I will talk to you tomorrow night. And Kishu Zykova, Twitter. Check it out, baby buns. Yeah, yeah.
All right, so that's my cue. I'm Vince the Bay. I'm getting the fuck out of here. That was a fun show. Went way longer, way past my bedtime, but it was worth it. I had a fantastical time. And as always, it's a lot of fun being here with y'all. And check me out on Twitter again, twitter.com/VinceInTheBay. YouTube, youtube.com/VinceInTheBay. If you want to send me hate mail, fan mail, nude pics, no gore, please, Dick Burns. But send it to me, Vince in the Bay, at vinceinthebay@gmail.com. And check out my websites. I have a blog. It's vinceinthebay.blogspot.com. And the other thing is Vince's Vault, vincesvault.com. And that's the other thing I was going to do. I'm going to that Lowell's boat clip. If you want that Lowell's boat MP3, I'm going to post that on my Twitter. And it's also going to be it's basically going to be on my Vince's Vault site. Just follow me on Twitter. Once I end the show here, I'm going to I'll post that on my Twitter. It'll be the Lowell's Boat MP3 if you want that. I'll post that on my Twitter, twitter.com/VinceInTheBay. Lowell's Boat MP3 will be there. And so that's it. I'm going to part with a track from the Wombats, who Kishu and I are going to see on Friday night. We're going to see the Wombats down at was the rickshaw stop in San Francisco. Really stoked for that. Kishu, what song are we going to play?
Let's do Techno Fan. We haven't played Techno Fan in quite a while.
All right, we're going to do that then. Techno Fan it is. Hell yeah, baby. This is just for you, honey. Your gay ass music.
Thanks, baby buns. Thank you all so right. much.
Good night, you little silly little nigglet. You, Annie Hoot. Vince in the Bay signing off. Peace out. Just when you thought you hadn't heard it enough, one more fucking Kishu's gone now. oh shit, this fucking shit's fucking blown up. All right, what Kishu hung up, so I can keep going. So I see. That's all you have to do with the chicks. You just play some of their gay music, and they feel like they're satisfied. She hung up. She thinks the show's over. I can't help it. I have to play it one more time. Okay, here we go. oh shit! I'm checking out fucking Chronicle.su. That's fucking badass. Here we go. Lulz Boat. Good night. Lulz, exciting and new, come aboard, we're expecting you and Lulz, life's sweetest reward, let it flow. It flows back to you. Lulz Boat.
It's so shocking and new. It's the Lulz Boat.
Promise is laughing for everyone. Nyan, 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 nyan. And Lulz won't hurt anymore. It's an open smile on a friendly shore. It's Lulz. Welcome aboard. It's Lulz.